Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We are live here today. It is Tuesday, the 16th day of October 2012. Election 2012 is heating up in a big way. Obviously, we've got a big dog and pony show coming up tonight where the two establishment globalists try to act like there's a big difference between the two of them. When it comes to who finances them, there really isn't a difference. In the rhetoric, there is. I like Romney saying small businesses are the backbone of this country and cutting taxes increases revenue and the family's good. I mean, at least he's got to pay lip service to it. And again, I'm not saying go out and vote for Romney. I see different fallouts from either one of these men being reelected. And I'm going to talk some about that here today. But the most convincing argument that I've heard, if you even believe there's real elections at the presidential level, we know there's been proven fraud in many areas of the country. Many experts agree, like Bev Harris, we've interviewed many times, who's a preeminent expert on election fraud, that if there's a landslide, it's really hard to steal an election because there are so many different municipalities and systems within the 50 states that there's undoubtedly fraud out there all over the place. We know that. There's election fraud by the people controlling the elections. There is all sorts of voter fraud, people voting multiple times. That's kind of the Democratic Party specialty. The Republicans are more on the electronic fraud end, but so are the Democrats. So it's a spectrum of that. You know about LBJ cheating in Texas famously with Box 13. You know about Chicago helping JFK go over the edge. And even though both men work basically for the same globalist, there are different management teams that are battling for the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated, as I said now 12 years ago in the film Waking Life. And it's still the same thing today. There are two different management teams battling for the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. What I do see as most convincing to vote for Romney, and I'm not saying that, I'm going to throw out reasons to vote for Obama as well coming up, is that Obama won't be facing re-election, and he'll be able to do whatever he wants. And that is a scary prospect. You know, with Mitt Romney getting in there, at least he would want to win re-election. Presidents famously go for broke once they are a lame duck. Once their political career is basically over, they can sign pardons. They can basically get away with murder. Now, the other argument is if Obama does win, though, you can bet the Republicans are probably going to get the Senate and the House. And you might get some more constitutional Ron Paul types in there. And that started to happen. And then you could have a stalemate in government. That's an argument for, hey, don't worry if Obama gets in. My issue is he's been doing everything with executive orders at a level no president ever did. What, he signed double what Bush has already? I mean, it's just amazing numbers. I was reading just over the weekend. I printed off an article showing all the executive orders, and I meant to it showed him going back to George Washington and then right through Eisenhower and then right through to Obama, and it's just exponentially getting worse. I think Obama signed almost 1,000. It was just amazing numbers. So, look, then there's the argument of if things get really bad with another 4 years of Obama, people will finally get politically sick and vomit out communism and socialism and corporatism that sits on top of it, feeding off a centralized nanny system. So that's all coming up today. Our story out at Infowars.com, Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins the election. And that dovetails with the big reports we've put out, literally finding thousands of tweets saying that people plan to riot if Obama isn't reelected. That story has gone nationwide, thanks to our listeners and DrudgeReport.com. We're going to be getting into that and a lot more. And Eyes Wide Shut is now admitted to be real. We'll be right back.
Good news is there's nothing here, happened and the motorcade blew. Something, I repeat, has happened and the motorcade blew.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Tuesday, the 16th day of October 2012, and I am extremely honored and humbled to be your host and to be here speaking to, well, more than 3 million people that will tune in one way or another today, and the million-plus folks that visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, respectively, every day, not to mention our Twitter at Real Alex Jones, our Facebooks, our YouTube channel, and many others. We are reaching 15 million people a week, conservatively. That's 15 million different people. Absolutely incredible that the show is exploding this fast. It shows there is a hunger for liberty and freedom out there. And we are very, very thankful to all of our AM and FM affiliates. Very important to spread the word about however you're listening to us. But AM and FM, you can really spread the word in your town. And, of course, everyone can listen via the podcast that's free every day after the show and the live streams at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. Whoa. I mean, wow. I'm almost always excited and chomping at the bit to get on air, but it's just the quickening. It's just every day for the last few years, things get crazier. There's never a slow news day. In fact, it's always overwhelming, the amount of news and information there is to cover, and we're going to get into it all. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, ladies and gentlemen, you remember him, the head of the IMF. He was in the polls showing he was going to trounce Sarkozy. Who's also under criminal investigation now. And it did come out that Sarkozy set him up. That was proven. They jumped the gun and put tweets out even before they'd called the police on him. It's known that he basically goes through hookers you go through popcorn at a movie. And now he has been charged in French hooker ring, and he's basically threatening to bring everybody down. And it's admitted underground grottos at castles, dressed up in outfits, having sex with a bunch of women and men. And the quote is, in the New York Times, that it's eyes wide shut-like. The main story, there's several in the New York Times, is sex life was out of step, Strauss-Kahn says, but not illegal. And they go on to describe it as eyes wide shut. That's quoted in one of these New York Times articles. Yes, eyes wide shut. Former IMF head lived the life of, quote, eyes wide shut. And there's also a Liberty Blitzkrieg article we're linking to that boils that down at Infowars.com. Why do I lead the show with that? Because truth is stranger than fiction. And I have studied the globalists. I have studied what they're into. I have also been in and around as an investigator that fell into the middle of it. The highest levels of Hollywood. And I have infiltrated Bohemian Grove. I've interviewed the journalists that have infiltrated Skull and Bones. I have studied the writings of the globalist. And to boil it down, the Western world is led by the Illuminati. Of course, it's in your encyclopedia that they had German investigations when a courier got struck by lightning carrying directives for the rest of Europe by the Ingolstadt University priest, Adam Weishaupt. and how they would take over the Masonic lodges, how they would use men of goodwill to actually carry out their evil, not knowing how to compartmentalize, how to brainwash, how to dumb down, and how to overthrow society. Their goal, the end of family, the end of God, the end of civilization, just murder, death, killing. Through the first phase, and then a new mega enlightenment where they would become gods. And that's why today they're all into eugenics and life extension, because now they believe they're really going to be given that. I don't believe in this. Let's get that straight. I've quoted Ray Kurzweil saying they're going to merge with machines, the world government will get rid of the majority of us, and the elites will fly off to outer space to found new planets. I quote it in Endgame, and major newspapers say over and over again, Alex Jones believes that the elite are going to merge the machines and fly off in spaceships. Well, they actually say they will be the spaceships. I'm not the one saying that. They're the ones. I've told you that, by the way, Strauss-Kahn, it's high-dollar hookers in little satanic-style orgies. That's bad enough. The real deal here is, and it's come out in major mainstream investigations all over Europe, they find dungeons full of dead little kids, you name it. It always goes to the highest people in government, and the investigations get shut down. You can look up those reports. I'm going to get one of our writers the next few days to do a big boil down. They just had that. I didn't even cover it. There's so much of it. This weekend, the former top children's show in England for decades. After the guy died, it's all coming out now about how he would visit the orphanages and everywhere else and reportedly rape the children. It's all Jerry Sandusky. Again, they do it through these children's groups. This is who these people are, okay? And this is what we're facing. And that's what the TSA is all about, is training you. Now were they, you know, the Breitbart editor, an attractive woman on video, says, I don't want to go. They drag her behind the closed door. The door closes. Her husband shot the video of it. And then she said anywhere else it would be a sexual assault. You know, Miss USA crying about it. And you're like, why do they do this? It sounds crazy. The TSA themselves, most of them aren't perverts or criminals. They're just mindless idiots that follow orders. But this is a social conditioning experiment. Okay, that's what we're facing. And if you don't understand that, if you don't know that, you know, when I was at Bohemian Grove, you can watch the footage where they do a mock human sacrifice of a child and it begs for its life and all this. And it's about getting rid of their cares and putting all the bad mojo, all the bad karma, the bad reap what you sow onto this effigy. It's a very Faustian. They even quote some stuff out of Faust, mix it into Babylonian, Druidic rituals. It's an amalgamation, because the occult's always a regurgitation of the same ancient thing over and over again. And they're there, and you can say, oh, that's a play. Well, that's where plays come from, was the priest up on the stage, you know, doing it all in a religious ceremony. That's where art came from. That's where those ideas of the stage, the first stages, were always religious. And it is that old-time religion. We mean pre-Judaic, pre-Christian, pre-Islamic. This is what's always been there. It never went away. And I was there at Bohemian Grove for 5.5 hours. And I was there during the ritual for 1.5 hours. I snuck in on the day they said they had it. Boom, got it on video. CBS News got arrested. Vanity Fair has been arrested. Literally more than, I don't know, 15 different news agencies have been arrested. By the grace of God, I got in and got out. Because you know what? I was praying the entire time. I was like, I'm going to be confident when the Secret Service talks to me, when the sheriff's deputies talk to me. They would come up to Mike Hansen and myself. It was incredible. And they would talk to us. And I had a little hidden camera on my side. I wouldn't think I'd be able to change the tape. So I had an hour. I had a control that would turn it on and off on the little strap on the bag. So again, I didn't get a lot of it on tape because I would, you know, only hit it during certain points. But I caught some of them coming up and talking to me on tape, and I would just say, God, I'm confident, and if you want this video out, then get me out of this. And I would just sit there and calmly smile and talk to them. And Mike Hansen did it as well. I mean, we got questioned, I don't know, 2 or 3 times. Well, 3 times total. Once by Secret Service, I believe it was the sheriff. He had sheriff deputies with him. He was an older guy and was wearing a sheriff's department windbreaker/raincoat. I later looked it up online. It looked like the sheriff, but the point is it was an older sheriff's deputy, and they were there, and they were looking at me and looking at Mike, and what are you doing? Who are you with? Oh, we're with the Hillbillies, you know, knowing one of the names of the clubs where the Bushes go, having some of the internal documents. And I was there during that ritual, and they were absolutely in rapture. I've been in Holy Rotor churches. I've been in Methodist churches. I've been in Baptist churches. Gone to all, you know, three in my life growing up. And I've seen people in religious ecstasy. And, you know, the vibe is I love God and I want to be good and I want to be serene. And I, you know, I have a connection to the Holy Spirit. Okay. This was the opposite. This was focused, hard steel, cold power lust. And those old men, those thousand plus old men watching the ritual were just, oh, they were taking it very, very, very serious until the end when they had some voodoo style, you know, New Orleans band come out and play When the Saints Come Marching Home. And then it was all, you know, the incredible backdrop of ominous darkness dropped right at that point. Because it's all about bringing it to the edge, putting all of your evil things you've done and cremating your care onto the child that they sacrificed, the mock child. And again, they may have actually sacrificed something when they brought in on a, with big black Clydesdale horses, a horse-drawn hearse with a little coffin in the back, a child-sized coffin, and then went behind black drapes. The old men were just grinding their teeth. And Mike Hansen's like, what's going on? They're like, you know, and that was the real ritual. Then they bring it out. The boatman brings the child across. They burn it. But the height of the ritual happened right up front, pretty much. And I'm telling you, it was religious. They were serious. And now here it is in the news. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, giant satanic sex orgies, eyes wide shut. Okay, no big deal, though. Everything's fine. Now, when we come back, new threats to riot if Obama loses the election, and Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins the election. We have the proof. Also, Farrakhan chides Obama, rips GOP, and Romney in Charlotte. Going to be breaking that down and a lot more. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to welcome a new affiliate, KPNW, 50,000 watt AM, 1120 AM, Eugene, Oregon. We're getting 5-6 affiliates every week right now. The show is just absolutely exploding. And we're very thankful to all those stations picking up the broadcast and understanding that, yes, I know it's crazy to say most of the elite running things are sex addict, devil-worshipping maniacs, but you know, it's in the New York Times today about Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Look at Jerry Sandusky. I told you that went higher than him, and now that's coming out. Look, I didn't know all this stuff 20 years ago when I got politically involved. 17 years ago, got mad enough to get on air. I didn't know any of this, and the deeper I dig, I just always run into this. And it's super creepy, so we're going to be breaking all that down, as I mentioned. Look, big debate coming up tonight. I want to break down my views on Romney versus Obama. Obviously, they're run by the same people to a great extent, but they do have two different management teams behind them, and so there's different styles. And Romney couldn't get away with as much when it comes to restricting guns. He says he won't open the borders. He says he's against abortion now. Sure, in the past, he was for all that, but he'll have trouble getting that through. Obama has doubled the amount of people on food stamps the last 3.5 years. That's official. He has said the UN order, commands our military. He signed double the executive order so far of what Bush did in 8 years. And he's launched all these new wars, which just make the peace prize a joke. I'm not saying vote for Romney. I'm going to be honest. I know there's so much election fraud in Travis County anyways. It's been proven where I live. And I'm just not going to endorse either one of these guys because either way, it's going to be bad. But Obama, if he is reelected, will not be facing election again. And he'll have executive orders. He'll have pardons. Katie, bar the door. This is a guy that did Fast and Furious, a false flag to blame the Second Amendment. So I understand people that are voting for Mitt Romney and saying, well, it's the lesser of two evils. I support Gary Johnson. I think he should be in the debates to inject real ideas from a libertarian, conservative, constitutional perspective of why he's anti-war, people like Ron Paul are. Because it shouldn't be the purview of Democrats, who are actually a bunch of warmongers, but they always then pay lip service to being anti-war. I mean, it's these idiots that support Obama. I'm not mad at you because you're not supporting Mitt Romney. I'm mad at you at, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were here in Austin wearing Obama shirts this weekend because it's idiotic. Obama is the opposite of everything he claimed he stood for when it comes to being against torture, lobbyists and government, secret arrest, corporate welfare. He expanded it all, and he's so duplicitous in his deception of saying, oh, I don't want the NDAA to secretly arrest Americans to pass. Don't worry, it's not going to pass. I won't sign it, so there wouldn't be opposition to it. Then saying, well, it's not for U.S. citizens. Turns out his lawyers wrote it. He wanted it. He demanded it. All that got released, the letters. And then he said, don't worry, I won't sign it, and then signed it. You know, I mean, he makes Bill Clinton look truthful. He makes George Bush look truthful. But it's because it's a sign of the times. Things are becoming more and more out of control because the public's been dumbed down. There was that big study yesterday. Guys, we re-pull that big national study for me. It was in the Associated Press, Reuters, you name it. Big national poll / study. 25% of people read newspapers on a regular basis. The vast majority never read them. But they've sure got an opinion, though. They go off somebody's hair or somebody's color or somebody's speech or somebody's accent or where they're from. I mean, it's just, I am freaked out by the fact that most adults I talk to, even executives, business people, are mental midgets. And more I realize, my gosh, we are at the mercy of criminals at every level who actually know how things work. See, most people that wake up to how things work, they just join the dark side. Because the general public are like in slow motion. And people that are awake, we're like the Flash. So it's like cheetahs versus sloths. Who's going to win the race? I mean, it's not like the tortoise and the hare. This is like turtles without legs. And I just, it's freaking me out. Because I'm worried about society. I'm worried about our species. I'm worried about where we're going and my children's future. Because let me tell you, when you get this type of corrupt people in, they're delusional and lazy too, more and more. They don't know what they're doing either. The elite are dumb. I mean, they know more than the general public, but they're dumb too. That is such a freaky understanding to come to the realization. It's not an arrogant statement because I don't think of myself as that smart. To be light years ahead of almost everybody is absolutely a horrible understanding. Okay, I'm going to come back, I promise, and just get into all the news. It's all off the chart. But there are just thousands of people saying they're going to riot if Obama isn't reelected. We're going to break that down straight ahead. Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Welcome to your life. Gotta own it. There's no turning back. You know, I want to hone in on what I said earlier. I don't think everybody wants to rule the world. Only people that either don't have power and think it would be great to rule the world, or people who truly do crave power because they like to hurt people, they want to rule the world. And it's because throughout history, we've let bad people that crave power for all the wrong reasons into positions of authority. And because we've worshipped the altar of out-of-control authority, it is because good men and women have stood down that we've had so many nightmares historically take place. Because once you get corruption in, it's then replaced by the leaner and meaner corruption. And then that's replaced by the even more charismatic, evil corruption. And then the charismatic, sadistic, manipulative corruption. And then the most wicked gangs and corrupt combines get into control, and then things get worse from there. And that's why the globalists have codified a global system of post-industrial, neo-feudalistic Agenda 21 that actually codifies a system of predatory, cultural cannibalism. They've actually codified it into a plan and all actuaried out, computerized, and broken down. But they can't even stop from cheating each other. And that's one of the good things that holds them back is the separation of powers. So it's a mess, and we're all in it. It's a you-know-what sandwich, and they want us all to take a bite. And I'm here, you know, simply pointing out that when I say I have come to the realization that when it comes to researching reality and knowing what's really going on, we are about the best there is. And that's a scary thing because I don't have some arrogant high view of myself. I've just come to the realization of the facts. But when I say that, you know, the guest I have on and people are much smarter than the general public, that's an oversimplification. It's not that. It's that we have found reality and tried to focus on it and become experts on geopolitical, cultural propaganda systems and what real life's really all about versus people that have just been set in front of a television from birth, pumped GMO, pumped additives, pumped chemicals, put on drugs to be kept in a physical trance state. Most of the public is in a suspended disbelief, learned lower brainwave, near sleep, daydream. I mean, our next issue of the magazine is basically almost entirely about this issue. And the globalists, it's all public at all the big universities. They admit it. They brag about it. It's not that the public is stupid. By and large, they are in a trance and they are experts on their favorite sitcom, their favorite drama, movies, entertainment, music, being trendy. They are experts in their little thing, their little niche, their little club, their little hobby. Most people's hobbies is watching television, playing video games. My son complains because, you know, he's reading, not bragging, it's true, it's how kids are supposed to be. At 10, he's reading college textbooks and obsessed on biology and history and everything else because he's discovered that. And he goes, Dad, I even go, you know, to these playgroups and stuff with the homeschool, other homeschool kids, and a lot of them are nice and stuff, but all they want to talk about is video games. And all they want to talk about is Call of Duty 2 or whatever. And Dad, I know how terrible war really is and that these people have been conditioned, you know, to not be able to differentiate between mass killing and fiction. My son, he was sitting there with literally a NASA rocket scientist and a bunch of other big business people. I took him to a party about a month ago, and I was sitting there with you know, people in the very top of the 1%, the 99.8%. And they're going, we've never seen a kid like this. We're not just saying this. How does he know all this? He's not just saying these things. He really knows all this. And there was adults sitting there blown away by a 10-year-old. Well, that's what our founding fathers were all like when they were 10, obsessed with knowledge and reading and how the world really works. Once you get those basic building blocks, then you just launch forward into the world and you just learn more and more. And that's what's scary is my 10-year-old son is more informed than CEOs of banks, chairmen of banks, head technology officers for Fortune 500 companies. And it's not because those people aren't super smart. It's that they're compartmentalized themselves. And it's just extremely frustrating. Very, very frustrating. You know, one reason my son is so smart and blooming is he admires me. And if I'm not getting into subjects too hardcore, my wife lets him listen to the show. And he'll sit there for hours when he has time listening to it, reading books at the same time. And see, if there were role models like explorers and scientists and researchers for our children, we would then have the new renaissance. For 400 years, the rock stars of the Western world were scientists and explorers and trailblazers and soldiers, people that, you know, 180 something people at the Alamo fighting 5,000 and fighting to the death and killing 2,000 soldiers. You know, it wasn't that people were into death back then. They knew what death was. They knew what fighting was. If they saw blood and guts, it was always real. And if you insulted somebody at church or wherever, they'd say, all right, let's get your sword. Let's go outside. So people didn't sit there and insult. When Colonel Travis knew the help wasn't probably going to get there, and he wrote a letter saying, victory or death, I'm going to fight to the death. Because it wasn't a death wish. It was about being real. That guy didn't play video games all day. That guy didn't watch television and fantasize about killing. That guy'd seen the real thing. They'd all seen it. Davy Crockett, all of them. And they knew they were going to die. And they stepped up. You know what? We're here to fight. We believe in this. We're not running. And that's history. It's not some love of violence to just sit there and romanticize what they did. It's romantic because it's real. It's not a Matrix simulation of a movie or a video game. I want reality. All of it. I want, it smells like heaven, it smells like hell. It looks great, it looks terrible. The valleys, the hills, the mountains, the sky, all of it. I want it all. I want the lows, I want the highs, I want reality, and I want to make preparation for it. Those of you that want to sit there and live in denial and call real awakening conspiracy theory, let your chains sit lightly upon you. Forget you are our countrymen. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. Patrick Henry paraphrased. Go from us in peace. I'm sad for you. You're a victim. You care what some mindless, empty, trendy thinks when they laugh at you because you warn them about the New World Order? That's a victim. It isn't about them laughing. It's not about feeling good or feeling bad when they laugh at you. You're looking at a biological android programmed zombie. You're looking at a medical issue. What they think doesn't even matter. They're not even in the same realm of those of us that know what's going on. And doesn't mean we have all the answers. We just know we're outside the box and then outside the next box. And that we know we don't know. And we know we're in an age of wonderment. And we've always been in an age of wonderment. And the wonderment is increasing every moment. There's so much good in the universe, so much beauty, so much transcendent energy. All of it is there for us. It's unlimited. But we don't embrace the true power. Instead, we let a bunch of sickos that crave control and who want to keep you shuttered so they can be the boss. Oh, don't let humans wake up. Keep them dumb. Keep them distracted. Oh, so we can be in charge. No, you will not control our destiny. You are a joke. You're not fit to lead anything, you globalist. You're a sick, you're cancer. You are absolute cancer. And look, I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it again because it's so true. Cancer, if it had a consciousness, would think it was winning. If cancer, going through your bones, your lungs, your brain, your body, racing through, reprogramming, taking over, shutting down the systems, the different tissue groups that work together symbiotically to carry your brain inside its hardened electrochemical computer case, this earth suit, if cancer had a consciousness and was racing through you, it would say, I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning. You're not winning anything, fools. You are missing out on the complete opportunity of human destiny that is to be good and to be a builder and to construct and to edify. That is the true goal of humans. We are made in the image of the galactic and universal engineer. And you're going to let a bunch of people that want to go to underground grottos, a bunch of weird, stinking old men to hump on prostitutes and dress up in devil worship outfits? That's what's exciting, red robes and having sex with prostitutes. Or worse, like Sandusky, little kids. That's what these people are into. I'm into walking outside when it's a clear night and seeing the Milky Way, hundreds of millions of stars, and the moon, and hearing bugs and insects and frogs and coyotes, and just like it's the greatest symphony orchestra I've ever heard, just connecting to the universe and the creator. It's absolutely empowering and transcendent. And I imagine people that want to go in caves and have sex with women with a bunch of other gross old globalists around them. And it's all about how they've got the will to do it. Oh, now they've got the strength to go in there, and they're all repressed and get all geared up and sit there in little creepy face masks and have sex with people because they're so powerful. That's not powerful. That's pathetically weak. You think it's powerful, Satanist, to grab some crying baby and torture it and chop it up? You people are weak. You're pathetically weak. And I want the true power that is the good to rise up and smash these people. They are incredibly weak. And let me tell you, good knows how to smash evil and doesn't take enjoyment out of it any more than you take enjoyment when you got to, you know, kill a snake that's in your backyard. It's just got to be done. You got to smash them. We'll show them. They like to corner the weak and have their way with it and toy with humanity because they're scared of it. They like to toy with innocence and attack it because they hate it and they fear it and they know they'll never conquer it. No matter how many drugs, how much programming, how much mind-eating vaccines and nanotech re-engineer, recombinant viral plaque, neuron selective attack lobotomy systems they launch, you will never succeed. And the pit you dig for us is the pit you're going to fall into. I know from the foundations of the earth, your destiny is to fail. Our destiny is to rise. I didn't mean to preach here today, excuse me. I'm a fan of humanity. And again, Hollywood with Al Pacino tells you the devil's a fan of man. The devil is not a fan of man. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and hates God's creation. You know why? Because the devil's seen God, folks, and when the devil looks at humanity, you know what the devil sees? You know what we're made in the image of? You got it. You got it. God's like, oh, well, there's no way you'd ever beat me. See if you can beat just a minor fraction of what I am. A shadow of a shadow. Here, see if you can beat them. And that's what all of this is, ladies and gentlemen, is a great test. And I know it in my heart, my intellect, my mind, all of it. And I watch the activities of the rulers. They know it. They're not atheist. They're devil worshipers. That's why it's all about their power. That's why Hillary brags about bombing and killing people. And the Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl, brags about it at parties. Imagine at parties bragging to women that I launch sorties that kill people. I have power. Looking at a big sack of weakness that couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs. Telling a bunch of women it's powerful because it kills people. Power is building. Power is regeneration. Power is life. Power is honor. Power is being true to yourself and true to others and not betraying people. Truth and courage and duty and strength, all of it. All of it. That's what I want. That's what I want to be. I know I'm weak and pathetic, but I turn my heart towards what's good. You tuned in to hear the news, and I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to stop right now. Oh. I just think about these people, and they must be defeated. They will be defeated. The question is, how bad will it get before we have the awakening and become unshackled by these individuals? The ultimate in cynical, inbred, jealous, conniving, envious hate of good. The ultimate in selfishness trying to shudder humanity's destiny. The ultimate evil, the ultimate weakness, the ultimate malfunction, the ultimate cancer, the ultimate failure, the ultimate enemy of our species. All right, let me now get into this here. 49 minutes, 12 seconds into transmission. Emanating from Austin, Texas. If you're just joining us, I'm Alex Jones. Let me just read you the headlines here. Clinton, I'm not responsible for diplomat security. That's what she said weeks ago, but now she says, I am responsible for diplomat security, and it's her fault. And now we're told Navy SEALs were down the street running a different mission and came to save them and fought off all the Al-Qaeda. Yeah, the Al-Qaeda, if you even believe that story of the last 20, who knows what any of it's true. You're dealing with liars, you just know they're liars. Meanwhile, the New York Times admits, yeah, the government's arming al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. I mean, it just, they can only do that with a population where, I'm sorry, I apologize, the big study, it's not 25% read newspapers. It was 23%. So I was incorrect. I was saying 25. It's worse than I said. 23% reading a print newspaper, only 29 reading any type of newspaper, online or not. Pew Research Center. And that's why they get away with this. I mean, wow. You got a bunch of people that think the world is about watching a television, and that's the universe, staring into what other people have produced and done. You're like, well, then why are you on TV? Because I got to go into the Matrix to reach you. I got to jack into this thing to get in there and get at you and say, hey, red pill, blue pill, which one you want? If you like to say, I'm Morpheus, but we're all Morpheus. And we together are Neo against this system. Now, when we get back, I promise, our top story. Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins election. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules it us, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. Oh, man.
Okay, I'm going to start getting into the main body of the news and then give the number out the next hour to take your calls. We'll obviously be covering tomorrow the debate coming up tonight, and I'm going to give you my take on Obama versus Romney. Briefly, you can get subscriptions now to the new magazine. We're putting it out in glossy now. The new issue is DARPA, the Real Skynet, October Surprise War, ? The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots. Great way to wake people up. Incredible articles and graphics. World-class magazine available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can sign up and get 13 issues delivered to your door. The shipping is included in the $59.95. Or buy them in bulk, what, $14.95 for 10 copies, up to even less per copy when you buy up to 100, to give them to friends and family. And people really are impressed with this. It's a great way to get the word out. We also have ProPure water filters, 10% discount with the promo code WATER. Nobody can top that. InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchases fund this media operation. We couldn't do it without you, so I want to thank you. You can also get all the books, videos, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. And once a year, we've done it, this will be our fifth annual, we do a 24-hour broadcast. Well, why not do a 48-hour broadcast with guest hosts, you name it? I'll be broadcasting for right around 20 hours or more, starting next Thursday at 11 a.m. until the Saturday at 11 a.m. See the whole roster of amazing guests and more at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and start donating today if you'd like to, whether it's $5 or $100. You've got to vote with your money via free association or lose your capacity to be able to fight the globalists. They want to shut down a free market because that gives you the power to vote with your dollars. They want to take your money and use it against you. Take your tax money and then fund Hollywood and TV with anti-family, anti-gun, pro-world government messages, which are now admitted. We've known it's been going on, but now it's in the tens of billions a year, your money, to put out anti-liberty messages. That's why you turn on television. It's all so horrible. Every bad guy on the shows is a patriot. You know? And remember, most of the public thinks that's real now. They've shown in studies. They think that's real. So this is the pure ignorance we're fighting. That's why the globalists want a new dark age I was just talking about. Okay, listen, we've had articles before that got this many comments, but not many. I mean, it's almost 4,000 comments on one of these articles, and then there's a video in it. New threats to right if Obama loses election. This went out yesterday, and we read over some of the quotes. Drudge Report linked on it, and I don't think we've ever had more traffic. It's something like 3 million extra people or something came in the last 24 hours. And they're reading this, and people are, you know, saying this can't be true. The Secret Service would do something, because there's also, we have some links there to Twitter where people are saying they're going to kill Romney. Now, remember, Paul Watson links to in these articles where people are getting arrested for saying they don't like Obama. So why then are people allowed to say they want to kill Mitt Romney or going to assassinate him? They use those terms. And that's our new article here, new threats to riot if Obama loses election. That's from yesterday, this morning, and it was some of the kill stuff in that. Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins the election. And you've got to read this. And by the way, Paul links to stuff where they said they would kill people before and Secret Service was never dispatched. And then examples of just mildly criticizing Obama, you get a Secret Service visit. I happen to know somebody in my office who knows someone at a car dealership. I'm just going to leave it at that. Where the guy said something mild about Obama, like, you know, we need to get rid of him. He just needs to be, you know, thrown out of this country. Secret Service showed up and said, we can't arrest you for this, but they told the head of the dealership, you better fire this guy. Great guy, worked there for years, a manager, and a family, and he was fired. The Secret Service laughed about it when they left. I know the names, everything. So, I mean, Hatari militia got arrested for saying, we may have to fight the government if things, they come after us. Meanwhile, these people can say, kill, 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 and it's okay.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here are some of the comments up at Infowars.com in the article, Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins election. It says, the FBI sent a SWAT team in full combat dress and arrested me for posting lamer, vaguer stuff than this on Twitter. Oh, yeah, I know people that get grabbed all the time for nothing. They're not even saying anything violent. Surely the FBI was concerned and they would go after these guys. It makes me wonder. The FBI has been told not to arrest these protesters. I smell a rat, a false flag, black op. Radical left-wing lunacy and violence on full display. They're just as bad as Holder and Obama and Sebelius. Here's Logan. Ha ha, these are fake, clearly. Some of these Twitter accounts we linked to that have been there for years, with some of them tens of thousands. Oh, yeah, they're real fake. If it's all trolling, you can say they're fake. It's like normal stuff about going to eat here, going to do that, going to see this. And they're like, I'll riot, I'll kill Romney if he, you know, if he gets elected. It's like, it goes on. Clearly, as a computer programmer and stuff, and still, wow, that's their proof. Every profile I looked at looks like it was computer generated from the internet. Seriously. It would be easy to make software that made Twitter accounts, grab pics off the net. Well, they actually have those. I've learned how to see a sock puppet. They put in keywords, and account throws out stuff. They once there's a few thousand more people start retweeting and saying stupid bleep, the sheep are being led by Satan. And there's stuff in there saying, hey, Brandon Robb, a white guy, said go after Obama and he got in trouble and you called him a hero, and now black people say go after Romney and you call it bad. That's racist. Brandon Robb and his sister and others didn't say anything violent. It's all about the Federal Reserve, New World Order. Then they found some separate quote quoting a song, and they came and grabbed him and said, we're going to drug you and all this. And I've said we shouldn't call for violence. These guys are puppets. But I just love how you've got the general public, you know, 23% that read newspapers, and that percent, most of that's propaganda. And you're like, hey, 50%+ of blacks are aborted since Roe v. Wade. Hey, what they've done to the black community, they plan to do to all communities. Here's the documents. Margaret Sanger said exterminate the blacks poses liberals. It's like, we don't care about that. Hey, kill half of us, that's fine. Just don't you talk bad about Obama. Louis Farrakhan, I've got the quotes here. He's in McClatchy newspapers. He gave a speech. We're pulling up the video, too. Saying, hey, whites are afraid it's the end of white America. I thought Farrakhan, I'm going to cover this when we come back and go to your calls. I thought you said Obama was horrible and was trying to kill Africa and by destroying Libya, the only thing building up Africa, which it was. I mean, I was against that. I was against the black genocide over there, not because I'm some bleeding heart. I don't have any guilt. I haven't done anything. I actually want everybody to be empowered. I don't like the fact that I know some people don't like me because of my race, but I'm not going to judge everybody out there, you know, knowing that some Hispanics don't like white people, period. Well, I'm not going to judge Hispanics according to some people. Some whites don't like black people or whatever. I'm not going to judge all whites according to that, and vice versa. But when this thing gets hyped up to such a point, I mean, you've got to respond to it. And of course, there's been riots and racial attacks increasing the last 3 years all over America against whites. They're in local newspapers. Whites getting beat up at state fairs. Whites getting beat up on the streets by mobs of black people. And I'm against it when we've seen cases, a few cases of whites killing blacks. racially. I mean, it's horrible just to be driving along. Oh, there's a black guy. Let's kill him. He's black, you know, and drag some old black man to death. I mean, it's horrible. The point is, that's not sanctioned, and it shouldn't be. Why is it covered up and sanctioned when black people do it? Because they want to keep this victimization narrative going, not to empower black people, but to beat whites over the heads. Accept socialism, accept gun control, accept big government, or you're a racist. That's what they say. They go, oh, you're not for Obamacare? You're a racist. I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. Of course there's a bunch of racists don't like Obama because he's black. I don't like him because he's a communist New World Order banker front man who absolutely hates this country and says, I didn't build my small business. That's why I don't like him. Not because he's black.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we saw the so-called New Black Panther Party people at voting facilities all over the country 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. I guess it's almost 4 years ago. It'll be 4 years, November 6th. We saw them with billy clubs out front voting places saying, you know, you better vote basically for Obama, and just crazy, ignorant. They reminded me of, like, you know, trashy Ku Klux Klan people, except they were black. They were like, well, basically, I would liken them to black Ku Klux Klan members. Just very mindless, very stupid. We can play those clips. And again, in that election, I wasn't for McCain or Obama. In fact, I was not supporting Obama, but I was hoping he'd close Gitmo. I was hoping he'd stop torture. I was hoping he'd cut back on all these wars. I was hoping he'd keep some of his promises, but of course he didn't. And I saw that right away, so I made the Obama deception because I knew who his advisors were. But I'm scared of Obama now. I mean, how much he's gotten away with, the executive order saying NATO and the UN command our military, some new executive orders he signed. And I saw economist and professor and author and syndicated columnist Thomas Sowell last week said, hey, you know, he was seeing news articles and quotes and tweets about, you know, race rioting and things if Obama didn't get elected. And he said he's concerned. He's a black man. And I'm concerned about if there are riots, what that will do to those communities and what it'll do to, you know, race relations, all of it. I mean, this is terrible. And it's such a politically correct world that I get up here with black preachers on exposing that 50%+ of blacks never get born since Roe v. Wade, that Margaret Sanger was a Nazi. In fact, she was a proto-Nazi. Hitler, you know, praised her and got his ideas from her and the Rockefeller Foundation. And they said, we'll pose as liberals. This is like 80 years ago. We'll take over and we'll hire blacks to go lead them into welfare and abortion, and we'll end their families, and then we'll export that breakdown of society into all the communities. And as Tony Brown, Tony Brown's journalist, said on this show, you know, what you see in the black community is beta tested for your community. It's wrong. I want to see people empowered, but I'm also not guilty. I'm not here pleading and begging and, you know, oh, I promise I'm not racist against you and all this. I'm so sick of it. MSNBC and all of it, it's divide and conquer. And then, you know, I see an economic collapseblog.com article. I see an Examiner article. I see a Chicago Tribune article. I see a Chicago Now article. I see a whole bunch of articles. I mean, there's tons of them. I mean, so many, it makes my head spin, with economists and others, not just Thomas Sowell, coming out and saying they're concerned. And we run an article at Infowars.com Saturday picking, you know, this up, and we checked the tweets. I went and looked at them. These are real accounts, folks. Some of them had like 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 tweets. We click on them. You can go tell a dummy account because it won't have just constant photos of the family and links and I'm going here, I'm going there. It'll be a few dummy tweets and, you know, some images. I've had people do that to me. I've had them attack, you know, me and make up fake accounts and stuff. So I've learned how these things work. And so we post the article. Drudge Report picks it up, drudgereport.com. And then I start seeing a minority of people in the comments, thousands of comments, saying, this is made up. These aren't real accounts. Or Alex wants a race war. Or he's this and that. when this is newsworthy. I mean, we cover it when someone doesn't threaten the president and gets grabbed and thrown in a psychiatric ward for criticizing the government and the Federal Reserve. Brandon robbed the Marine, and I have talk show hosts on who are being thrown in jail, and I've played the newscast of police in Missouri saying, we'll arrest you if you lie about Obama. And then they're going to decide, not a court, not a civil matter, not adjudicated. They said, if you say he's not a Christian, we're going to arrest you. I can play those newscasts. This is authoritarianism. So then I talk to Watson, and I go, literally, Watson, there's hundreds and hundreds of these I can see, thousands more. I said, I want you to do another article on this Monday morning. He said, okay, he did it. Drudge linked to it again. And I was like, hey, I sent you a bunch of tweets where they're saying they're going to kill Romney. And we've all heard, you know, Alec Baldwin say, kill this senator, kill that person. We know the Democrats constantly talk about killing people and always get away with it. And so my issue was, hey, I'm not one of these mainline Republican types. I'm a constitutionalist. But I agree with more of their platform. You know, at least they say they're pro-family, pro-small business, pro-gun, things like that. And I'm like, hey, Obama is going to be a lame duck. He's not going to be facing re-election. He can do whatever he wants with executive orders and pardons and all the rest of it. So I'm like, wow, this is scary. But I still am not going to endorse Romney because it'll be bad with him as well. It's just, it's two different versions of poison. We're in trouble either way. And so people know I'm nonpartisan. They know I went after Bush 110%. He was horrible, total tyrant. The Republicans are a bunch of Patriot Act, police state loving, false flag creating globalists. The Democrats are part of it with them. They're part of the same club. But they battle. They're in the same league like the NFL, but they fight each other for who, you know, who gets to run the show. They're fighting over those big levers. They all want levers of police state, levers of control. They're raising property taxes all over the country. Poor people are losing their houses to give it to you know, globalist and corporate welfare. And I'm known for being nonpartisan and really telling people what I really think and not being a political hack. And I read these people, you know, saying, I've been a listener for years and I'm done because it's clear you're just a racist, or, you know, it's clear you just don't like black people. You know, and again, it's a small group, but still it's the same mindlessness. When all of this is being pushed and all of this is being said, I mean, I've seen talk show hosts like Michael Reagan say that 9/11 truthers should be killed. Remember when they said that about Mark Dice? And I came to Mark's defense and said, it's wrong to say, I'll pay you the bullets, line him up, firing squad, let's kill him, let's shove hand grenades up the rear ends of babies. I mean, very perverted, sick stuff. And the government said he's allowed to say kill people. I was against that. I mean, this is dangerous, folks. This is dangerous. And these are real tweets. And there is a whole stack of articles. Did you guys get me that stack I was printing in there, Dan? Fantastic. Can I get, yeah, just let me have the new stack here. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, because I meant to print these this morning. Here's one. Right-wing fringe dweller stoking race riot fears of Obama loses. This is out of Death in Texas. Examiner, threats of election violence ignored by government mainstream media. That's a good article by Terry Webster. Here's another one. Drudge promotes conspiracy site warning that black people will riot if Romney wins. Think Progress on Record is funded by George Soros, along with Media Matters, that has the former transition head of Obama's campaign running it. I mean, this is run by the White House and George Soros. And folks, in some of these articles, they say I am a liar, and this is not even true. And you read this, and they say I am a fraud. It is a proven that I'm a fraud. I mean, I could definitely win a defamation deal on this. But, I mean, these people have discredited themselves. As someone who enjoys the occasional conspiracy theory and entertainment, though I do not deny corporate government conspiracy exists, I can say that such fringe-dwelling minds will believe and say almost anything. And so it is the fringe-dwelling conservative fears of a race riot of Obama should lose in November. If one is going to stoke fears, one must do so in grand, absurd fashion. InfoWars' Paul Joseph Watson is right in the thick of it. This should be expected from the warped imagination of Alex Jones, a man who is at bottom, a conspiracy theory profiteer. Don't believe for a second that Jones actually believes the bleep he and his contributors publish. I 110% believe it. And how dare you say I'm a fraud? I 110% believe what I cover here. They are shrewd, cynical, and out for cash. Oh, it's okay for you to get, you know, all your globalist sponsors and George Soros' funding, Think Progress and all the rest of it, but I'm not supposed to sell products I believe in to be truly independent and find myself. See, that's dirty when I do. It's cool when government takes money from people and gives it to MSNBC in bailouts. And it continues just on and on and on saying that, you know, just and I'm a total fraud. Okay, here's another one. This is the fully funded George Soros group, Think Progress. Drudge promotes conspiracy site warning that black people will riot if Romney wins. And it just goes on to say, you know, that, oh, we claim we have more tweets, but we didn't show them because, you know, 11 was enough. Well, yeah, I mean, Watson's like, there's hundreds. And I said, I want them all linked. And he said, I don't have time. And I said, look, I sent you hundreds and I sent you links. I love Watson, but I'd say this on air. I said, hey, I want the death threats in there, too. Those are real. Add that. See, it's, you know what? That's it. We're going to post one. We got to stop at, what, 200? Because, I mean, it does take a time to go check and make sure each account is a real account. I mean, we could put thousands if we didn't go vet each one. That's the problem, is we go look, make sure there's hundreds or thousands of tweets, make sure, you know, we can tell real profiles. The point is, just wait if Obama loses. I bet there'll be some civil unrest. You know, I said there'd be some civil unrest when Machete came out. I heard there were Machete attacks all over the country. It was in local L.A. papers, but never connected that people were being hacked up in parking lots, Hispanic on white, with machetes in L.A. and places, that was what that was. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, this stuff is so off the chart. So I'm going to read these articles, and I'm going to read these quotes, and I'm going to read these death threats here on air. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had the Secret Service here twice. I've had the FBI here repeatedly. I've had the ATF here over people making threats on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, moron commenters. They show up with subpoenas, with guns on their hips, and they say, we're here to get this record. And they stand there while we go give them the IP addresses, and the people go get arrested. You know, that's been in the news. And they hand me the subpoena and say, you can't say why we were here. Look at the judge's order. And I'm like, the FBI was here. I can't say why. Oh, yeah, Jones, I bet that's, yeah, making that up. And then months later, it comes out in court, the whole case and the Associated Press. So I'm used to it, okay? You talk bad about Obama, the Secret Service shows up. But you say you want to kill Mitt Romney, nothing happens to you.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
You remember a few months ago, George Soros' publication, Think Progress, Drudge funneled at least 30 million visitors to conspiracy websites in the last year. And I think that's about accurate. They're able to track it with computer systems. And chief among them, the evil one, Alex Jones, they break down. And again, George Soros, it's the attitude of these authoritarians that pose as liberals, is they lecture and say, you don't link to that. Well, since you've been telling Drudge not to link to us, I notice he's been linking more, probably not just to do it in your face. We've been doing more and more hard-hitting, breaking reporting. But you guys don't live in the real world. See, Drudge Report's funded by its advertisers and people actually visiting it. That's what we're funded by. You were funded by banker bailouts and stuff, George Soros, and inside deals. See, we're not just all here living in your little fantasy land. You haven't destroyed the entire free market yet, even though you're trying. And so they're just totally freaking out. Drudge promotes conspiracy site warning that black people will riot if Romney wins. That is not what we said. We said, will there be riots if Obama doesn't win the election? Here are people saying they're going to riot, and you have riots now when sports teams lose. A bunch of mainly white skateboarders rioted this weekend when the movie they wanted to see filled up. This is the new thing. Here's a bunch of racial attacks on whites at fairgrounds and things. This is increasing. There's massive violence in all these major cities now. We're in a depression. Why is the government buying 1.6 billion rounds of ammo and the Army saying they're getting ready for civil unrest? Do you think this is an issue? And it turns into, you racist scum. You know, how dare you lie and claim blacks are going to riot? Oh, no, we just wrote articles linking to dozens and dozens of people I mean, just go into Twitter and type in, I'm going to riot if Obama doesn't win. Just type that into Google. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds every hour saying it, and they don't even know we're reporting on it, and the media just says we're making it up. We're the scum of the earth. You read these articles, we just made it all up. Did I make the Secret Service showing up here up? I mean, the Hatari militia that I told you if there was any fairness in courts left in this country would be let off. They literally spent a year with a 14-man group, one of them an FBI agent, the other an informant, at the highest levels trying to get a group of just, you know, hardworking local machine shop folks who were worried about the collapse, who were training for it, going to the Knob Creek machine gun shoot. They said, you know, the FBI guy's like, what if things collapse and they come and take our guns and put us in camps? We'll just have to fight. Yeah, it's too bad. We got to. They arrested them. Said terrorism. And of course, it all came out. It was lies. And the court said, release them. I was so in tune on this. Out of thousands of militia groups, I saw videos they were doing. And I said, that's a setup 6 months before it happened to them. I was able to call it because I could see how they were setting them up with their YouTube channel. I mean, I know how this stuff works, folks. I know what I'm talking about. And they just boil it down because they know for even those that read, the 23% that actually read online news, it's all about rhetoric and everything's dumbed down. So it's so frustrating to have them just come out and say, Alex Jones says blacks will riot. That racist, that dog. And they know their readers don't know that I, you know, have historians and scientists and black activists on and real Black Panther Party, you know, founders who actually tried to help their communities on the show. They don't know all that. They just think, oh, well, he's a white guy. He's a racist. I mean, it's so mindless. So, again, there's no doubt that the Justice Department, the same ones that ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, is ordering, this has been going on for weeks, I've now discovered, people on Twitter and Facebook calling for Mitt Romney's death to not be visited and calling for criminal rioting, not being visited. And then I know lots of people who have friends and family who make a mild comment about Obama ought to go back to Kenya or that communist traitor. You know, I'm sick and tired of him. I wish he was gone. Boom, Secret Service. Secret Service says, fire that man. I don't want him working here. Yes, sir, he's fired. Get out of here, Bob. It is so frustrating to sit here and watch all of this unfold. What is your take on all this? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I mean, are we not supposed to cover? I mean, and again, it's maybe 10% of the comments saying we're wrong to be covering this. I don't go off what commenters say. That's a tiny minority of people saying that. But my issue is it shows the mind control that George Soros' groups come out and scream bloody murder and say, you shouldn't be linking to this. Well, that's why the Drudge Report's a trailblazer. You know, it links to a guy jumping out of a capsule to Earth, hot air balloon. It links to a lady throwing herself to alligators to commit suicide. It links to joblessness numbers. It links to important but also interesting stuff. I mean, you guys, no one watches you. Look at your ratings. Look at your numbers. I mean, small town newspapers have more visits than George Soros' websites, Think Progress and Media Matters. You're jokes. You don't dictate reality. Okay? Everybody knows you're a joke. And we're going to expose these calls for rioting and murder. We're going to expose it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Again, 4 months ago, the Army admitted and responded publicly to Paul Joseph Watson's article where they openly put on an Army website, but claim that it shouldn't have been released that way. They do that a lot. Somebody makes a mistake and puts out a manual that's been given to tens of thousands of MPs. They said, yeah, that's restricted, but yeah, we've set up re-education camps. They use the word re-education camp. And anybody can type in Army manual re-education camp. You'll see our article. You'll see some foreign newspapers that picked it up with links to army.mil websites. And I've been on national radio shows, and I appreciated it when the producer came on and got my help and said, where is that manual? I was on Friday night on Coast to Coast AM. John B. Wells was filling in for George Norrie. Both great guys, by the way, are coming on the show during the 48-hour broadcast this Thursday and Friday that kicks off at 11 a.m. Find out details at Infowars.com or InfowarsMoneyBomb.com. And the producer came on, or you know, one of the nighttime producers, people that are running things, not the official producer, I guess that's Lisa Lyon, and said, where is that? And then I helped him, and they went, wow, it's there, and then went and found it. And where's the army.mil? Because Paul's first article was actually linked to a National Guard, and then we were able to add the army.mil once they came out and admitted it. We had the official letterhead response. But I understand why none of the national media or even alternative media really picked that up. Foreign newspapers did, because they used the term re-education camps. I mean, that's an authoritarian Soviet term. So they have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, which admits massive centers. They admit they're preparing for all this civil unrest. And I'm like, hey, people are calling for riots and stuff. I don't think that's a good idea. Don't burn down your neighborhood. And, you know, don't worry, the Republicans aren't going to turn off all the entitlements. This is a bad idea. Could this be provocateur to bring in martial law by the globalist? And the response is, by commenters, is either these aren't real tweets when they're admittedly real, people are now on there responding, or I'm a racist to talk about it, or the George Soros people just saying it isn't real. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, this is what we've come to in this country. And Paul Watson links to it in his articles. You know, he's got mainstream news examples, but it's always on local news where reporters are being attacked by angry black mobs and young people at state fairs all over the country. I mean, it's getting bad. And it's now becoming a kind of a gangsterish hip-hop culture thing that, you know, Thomas Sowell writes about it, like, how bad does a white girl bleed? And that's become a little refrain. It's really horrible. And the globalists want racial division. They want to let this finally build up. They don't want it to be culturally, you know, criticized. They want people to feel good about beating up white people because white people are evil and deserve it. In fact, here in my stack, I've got my Louis Farrakhan article. McClatchy News, Farrakhan chides Obama, rips GOP and Romney in debate. And he goes on to say that, where's the quote in here? He goes on to say, white people are afraid that the end of white America is coming. No, I'm afraid of total authoritarian takeover by Obama, Mitt Romney, the whole New World Order. Those guys are just puppets. But you see the different moves in the agenda, and you've got the people that support Obama who openly say, and you've heard the teachers say, you can't criticize Obama or you'll be arrested. I've played newscast. Guys, will you find it? We haven't played it in a few months, but it's, I forget the exact name of it. It's get arrested if you criticize Obama. If you can't find it, Paul Watson can. It's on YouTube. It was covered in the newspapers 4 years ago. I want to play that. The issue here is that they're pushing a move where culturally it's okay to call for violence and it's okay to do this, so people do it so that then the system can crack down and take all our liberties. That's the basis and the basics of what's happening here. And it's just crazy. I mean, Louis Farrakhan comes out and tells the truth of 6 months ago that what Obama's done in Libya is terrible. It was terrible to put al-Qaeda in charge there. It was terrible to destabilize Africa. It was terrible to do all that. But then, because it is racially based, he's got to come out and defend Obama and say white people are scared of Obama. I mean, I guess there are some ignorant white people out there that really think Obama's bad because he's black. But most people I know who are white would vote for a black person in a New York second. If they thought for a minute that the person would be pro-gun, pro-liberty, pro-freedom, low taxes, all of that. And that's what's going on here. The globalist piggyback, socialism, centralized big nanny state under that's liberal, and you're racist if you don't support Obamacare. And you're racist. I mean, you've heard these statements where everything's racist now. And it's nothing but a political weapon. And I'm sick of it. And by the way, people don't listen to it anymore. It doesn't work on people anymore. People are tired of it. Especially most black people I personally know. And white people I know. Everybody's just sick and tired of it. You watch MSNBC, it's all about racial division. And you read these articles. I mean, again, Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins election. Violent remarks continue to permeate Twitter. And then Paul Watson at the end gives all these examples of where people say mild things on Twitter about Obama. And they get Secret Service visits. I mean, it's got people in here saying they'll put an Uzi in the back of Romney's throat. And people are retweeting it. If Romney becomes president, hell of a lot of people going to try to assassinate him. If Romney gets elected, somebody ought to assassinate him. F Romney, I'm going to assassinate him. I swear if Mitt Romney becomes president, I'm going to be the one to assassinate his bleep. I'm telling you, if Romney gets elected, somebody going to have to take an L and an A, assassinate Romney and Ryan. And here's the deal. These look like real Twitter accounts. Some of them, again, with tens of thousands, you know, 8,000, 5,000 tweets. I'd love to see the Secret Service go and find out these are fake accounts and track it back to the RNC. But, folks, there's no way the RNC would do something this stupid because they know it could be tracked. These are real. I mean, there's thousands of them, hundreds that I've looked at and just thousands more. And I've looked at them. They all look real. You think trolls are dumb enough to create fake accounts and do this? They know their IP address is going to get found. They're going to get SWAT teamed. Only morons do this. I've told people don't make threats against anybody on my website. Man, they're going to come arrest you. We've talked a lot about this. So I'm like, hey, this is bad. Let's not have riots. Let's not go this direction. I said when Bush got reelected, let's not have riots. The government will use that as an excuse to crack down. And, you know, I've been consistent about this, being against rioting and civil unrest for political outcomes because it's the power structure will use it to take liberties. And it's just a shame the Democratic Party operatives are slandering and libeling and trying to defame us. But, I mean, it's kind of like an elephant that's worried about a fly. So it's really why they're so discredited. Why, if they go to Google Analytics or Alexa.com and look at their ratings, I mean, they're a joke. I mean, it's them visiting it, and that's it. And so the government spends $10 billion plus a year putting their messages in TV shows and movies. And look at the messages. It's incredibly anti-liberty, anti-freedom, anti-family. The government is run by a bunch of sickos. I mean, there's the proof. Look at what they fund right there. That's funded. TV is destructive, mainstream TV and movies, because they want to morally screw you up so you won't stand up for yourself. And now you stand up and say, hey, I'm for small businesses. I don't want the government running health care. It was written by the insurance companies as corporate welfare. They're like, shut up, racist. I've seen, you know, Chris Matthews, Carlos Watson, all of them say it over and over again. We've played the clips here. I've had MSNBC here in my office say, are you a racist? Are you violent? And I'm like, you're the ones pushing all this. I mean, but again, no one watches them. Couple hundred thousand people, and that's fake Nielsen ratings, it turned out. They're a joke with these big elaborate sets sitting here trying to lecture everyone. So I'm only covering them to point out they're the mouse that roars. I mean, it's a con game. It's a joke. It's a fraud. Now, I'm going to play this pretty powerful. It's more powerful if you're watching it. The video is up at InfoWars.com. We expanded a little bit into the building next door, mainly for warehouse space, but also for the newspaper and a few other things. And so now we're above 20,000 square feet. You need that for production and things. We're adding some more studios. Our little campus here of resistance, and we're really about to go to the next level thanks to all your support. And so they said, hey, why don't you sledgehammer out the wall like you did last time? And so I said, okay, and I kind of did impromptu. They said, hey, stick your head to the hole, kind of like, you know, Roy Batty in Blade Runner. And I said, well, I don't look as tough as Roy Batty, but I said, okay. I just kind of impromptu said, here's freedom, like here's Johnny. And we got this 48-hour transmission coming up. Here's why I'm doing it. We're going to go on right to your calls after this short video/audio.
InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We just expanded next door. We're coming for the New World Order. Ah! Yeah!
It's InfoWars Money Bomb 2012. 48 hours to change the world.
Here's freedom.
InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com to read our mission and to see the amazing roster of guests we've got lined up sharing their insights on liberty and resistance to tyranny. I got involved in radio and TV as well as filmmaking 17 years ago because I didn't like the direction I saw our country and our world going in. The attacks on basic freedoms like the Second Amendment, the move towards collectivism and the nanny state. And over the last decade and a half, InfoWars.com and my radio show and the films have become really part of the core resistance to tyranny worldwide. It seems like yesterday, but it was more than 5 years ago that I was sitting in my small office of about 3,000 square feet and realized that we were already reaching millions of people a week and that we had a responsibility to expand our operations in the face of the globalist. It was listeners 5 years ago that demanded we have a money bomb and expand our operations. We've gone from less than 10 crew members to more than 50 today. 5 years ago, I was reaching about 3 million people a week. Now it's 15 million a week conservatively. Imagine what will happen if you just tell one person a day about InfoWars.com or our news reports that are online. Imagine what will happen if you donate just $5 or $10 to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and allow us to go to the next level and put the nightly news out on free-to-air satellite worldwide. No, that one action won't save the world, but it will trigger brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere that will bring down the globalist and restore humanity on the right path of justice and liberty and a level playing field. We have a choice. The globalist dark age of control freak technocracy or 1776 worldwide. This October 18th and 19th, from Thursday morning right through into Saturday morning, it's InfoWars Money Bomb 2012. 48 hours to change the world. I'll see you live with the free video and audio streams emanating from PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I'm Alex Jones, defending liberty, resisting tyranny. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, going to your calls for a little bit into the next hour. And then we've got a special guest joining us about all these people dying from meningitis from the shots and the lies when they're on the news saying you've got to take vaccines. It's the law. We're going to be talking to Dr. Glidden coming up. Always informative. A lot of people have requested him on the show. Let me just say this. Again, Think Progress, the Soros group, admits the tweets are there, but implies that we're only, that's as many as we've got. And that it's racist to link to the tweets because a black person can do no wrong. Don't tell Idi Amin that or the people he killed. And it's another article out of, where is that stupid website? There's another one here where they say it just isn't true. Well, I read it earlier. You heard me read it where they just said it's absolutely not true that any of this is going on. I mean, I'm just absolutely making the entire thing up. It just doesn't exist. You heard the one where it said that I'm just a complete fraud and I know I'm a fraud and all this garbage. And there's people online who will probably take me quoting them and then have me say it's my admission. I mean, that's what goes on out there, but people know it's edited and fake. These people discredit themselves. So that's just some of the news that we have right there. Paul Watson has fired back at them at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Obama Front Group accuses Drudge InfoWars of race baiting. Think Progress focuses around driving the White House's messages and agenda. And that's a quote. I mean, it's admitted the White House runs Media Matters and this group and others and that Soros funds them. I mean, I had Media Matters call me a couple years ago, the head person there, what the editor, I think they called him. And I got on the phone, we were doing an interview here. And I said, you're not doing an interview. Just admit you're a White House operative. And admit you're funded by George Soros. The person laughed. We're not funded by George Soros. So I pulled up SEC and I pulled up Federal Elections Commission filings. And I said, here's a $1 million donation. Here's a $2 million donation from George Soros. Here's the quotes. He's like, let's get back to the interview. I mean, it's all just like, like, of course, I'm a political operative. I mean, I'm going to lie to you. I mean, when you're talking to me on the phone, folks, you're talking to a real person. I mean, it's so good to just be able to straight shoot people and just tell the truth. Does it mean I always have the right perspective? I always have the answers? No. But, I mean, I'm trying to tell the truth. And the guy's laughing at me. I'm right here, and I pull it up, and I go, here's millions of dollars of donations right here. Federal Elections Commission, nonprofit, blah, 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 you know, groups listing it. And it's like, oh, well, let's move back to the interview. And I'm like, this isn't an interview. This is so you can act like you talk to me like you're a journalist. This is like going to the Halloween costume store to buy a reindeer outfit. You're not a reindeer, and you're not a journalist. That's what I told the guy. I use that exact analogy if memory serves. I mean, you know, you're not Porky Pig, pal. Just because you dress up in the outfit, you're not a journalist either. Just because you wear a straw hat. Let's go ahead and go to a phone call here. Aaron in Colorado, listening on 1360 AM KHNC. Aaron, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I just wanted to tell everyone that it's so obvious that it's race baiting, it's religion baiting, it's sexual preference baiting, it's classic divide and conquer, and it's so obvious what's going on.
Obvious from whose perspective?
From those of us that are awake.
But, I mean, who is race baiting? The Obama people?
Well, the entire media, just culture in general, from the education system, you know, the colleges, which, as you've described, are basically culture centers. You know, they teach you how to go out and get drunk. They teach you how to go out and be promiscuous. They teach you that you should be ashamed of your race or proud of your race. Or it's just, at this point in history, it's so obvious that the people that are in charge of the media and culture, you know, movies, books, media.
They are engaged in total divide and conquer with 23% of the public that even reads newspapers. And that's propaganda as well, to some extent, depending on which article. We're going to skip this network break because I need to take your calls. We do this occasionally. So we're going to continue here, skipping the break right here because we're doing election coverage. We'll be covering, of course, post-Dog and Pony Show debate tomorrow as well. But yeah, I mean, you've got all the documents where they said, the Democratic Party said, we want to kill black people. They're strong. They have their own communities. They didn't integrate, which I was, you know, would be for real integration. They didn't integrate to empower these people. They did it to wreck them, and they did, and now they're wrecking everybody. They're taking down all societies, all institutions that they don't control. And I've got all the Margaret Sanger quotes. They're known. I mean, they said we're going to destroy black people and then everybody else. And then I have to be lectured by the very Democratic Party operatives that are a bunch of sickening racist scum because I don't want black people to riot and get discredited and burn down their neighborhoods. And you've got all this being encouraged on channels, you know, quote, liberal media channels. You can see it where they're hyping all this and you see more and more racial attacks on whites. It's disgusting. And it's horrible, and it's encouraging white racism, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I know divide and conquer is what the globalists want. We've got to come together for liberty. But instead, you're right. They want to dumb it down to Coke versus Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, Redskins, Cowboys, black, white, on and on and on and on and on. And then our nationalism is bad, but Mexico's nationalism is good. It's all about destroying this country. Do you think if Obama doesn't win, there could be some civil unrest? I mean, there's civil unrest. There's riots every weekend I read about in the news over sport. I mean, white skateboarders riot when their movie theater's full. I mean, this is the new thing in America. There's riots constantly. But we're like, hey, these thousands of people are saying they're going to riot. These are real Twitter accounts. This is news. Oh, no, it's not, you racist. I mean, we wrote an article about the skateboarders on the weekend. And we had articles up about, mainly white, but it was Hispanic and black skateboarders rioting. Are we against white suburban kids rioting? I mean, are we against white kids? No. I mean, America is degenerating. Look at Chicago, the murder capital of the world, because they won't go after the criminals and have disarmed the people, hurting that great city. I mean, it's disgusting. And I know I'm ranting. By the way, they found this News 4 channel piece, out of St. Louis? Or is it Kansas City? It doesn't matter. There's several reports from Missouri, one out of Vermont, one out of Illinois. We played these 4 years ago. They were saying, we will arrest you if you lie about Obama. And they say, lying about Obama is saying he's not a Christian or he's a communist. Well, folks, you can call him a communist all you want. You've got to then be sued to be proven liable, which is civil. You understand that? You cannot be arrested for what you say unless it's fire in a theater or calls for violence. If I got up here and said, if Obama gets elected, you know, somebody needs to bleep him. If I said that, even as a regular citizen, there'd be Secret Service here in hours, okay? And, of course, I don't want that one to live a long life. The worst thing to happen would be Obama being assassinated. He'd turn him into a great hero, and then communism would be this cause celeb and all this garbage. We do not want that to happen. I pray for Obama, literally, in his safety. He's a puppet anyway. So's Romney. I pray for his safety. We want to fight with ideas. The globalists want to get this into violence. But here they are saying, we'll arrest you if you talk bad about Obama. Meanwhile, people are calling for rioting, and I'm not supposed to cover it. And the White House, that's who runs Think Progress and Media Matters. It's come out on record. They're attacking us. They attacked us saying their power plant shuts down 2 years ago would increase prices. Now it's admitted. They came out and attacked the Drudge Report then. They attack us, and they attack the drudgereport.com because we're telling the truth, period. And they know it, and they don't like it. Mitt Romney and Obama are both cancer, but Obama is a faster-acting form of it, period. Let's go ahead and go to that clip and then to your calls. Here it is.
Early voting is not allowed in Missouri, only absentee.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. News 4's John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year.
And we'll go back to it in a minute, and then your calls, I promise. Here, we're going to get Glidden on at 20 after, or 15 after. I've got to get to these calls. It's just that, listen, under the Constitution, under the Bill of Rights, the only thing criminal here is what those prosecutors are saying, implying you'll be arrested. What the Obama campaign called for them to do is what can be criminally prosecuted. It's judicial misconduct. It is official oppression. It can be called racketeering to intimidate a political outcome, civil rights violations. I can give you the codes. I mean, you get up there and say, you say something we don't like about Obama, we're going to arrest you. That's to chill political speech. That's what's criminal. Not we're going to arrest you for your speech and have prior restraint on your speech. I mean, this is just a... And by the way, they got these truth squads. They got cops all over the country arresting veterans for mild statements about the president. Talk show host. I've had them on. I mean, this is going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is going on. I had the Secret Service here. No, excuse me. The FBI asking me, why do you have posters of Obama on the wall? And I said, well, that's a movie. And I shoot promos in front of that. And I'm like, oh, really? Really? You do? You got a poster of him on the wall. And I'm like, you need to leave. You need to leave. And by the time they left, they were like, okay, we're done. We're done. Because they didn't want to hear it. I'm supposed to cower and say I'm bad and all this. I got a First Amendment, bud. A lot of people paid in blood for it, okay? And I know most FBI try to honor the First Amendment. I just can't handle it anymore. These people are such authoritarians, and I'm sick of them calling themselves liberal. There's nothing liberal about these people. They're a bunch of dirtbag authoritarians. Let's go back to this intimidation of voters. Here it is. Yeah, here's
the
clip.
They plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas
City area. All right, we'll be back. So now we have political police.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm blown away. George Soros's website said that we have a tiny audience, a limited audience, when we are 2,500 plus points above them in traffic rankings. I mean, to describe that, that's like, you look at the metric on the graph. I got to do the math on it. 15 times bigger, just one of our websites, not counting all the media platforms we are on. These people just think they control reality and then say that we're saying black people are going to riot. And we're showing quotes of people and didn't call them black people. You're the ones that engage in that. I'm just so sick of these people. I'm so sick of their lecturing and their saying they control reality. You don't control reality. Reality is reality. You don't control it. They want to dumb the population down, though, so that they can control reality to a certain extent with the people they've ruined. Tucker in North Carolina, then William, Ivan, Bonnie, Matt, others. We'll get to all of you. We're going to go to Matt here in a minute listening on 880 AM. Go ahead, Tucker. Thanks for holding, or Trucker, excuse me.
Hey, Alex. First time, long time. Just wanted to let you know that you're dead on about what you said about the Secret Service and FBI, because I had a situation about 3 years ago where I was on a website. It was kind of a hobby website, and we were discussing some of the political views, and I made mention of George Soros and Obama being tied together. And somebody made an offhand comment referring to what happened to JFK. And next thing I know, you know, the Secret Service called my house asking to do an interview.
No, I mean, that's my thing. I've been visited and called. It's actually more than three times. I forget all the times. And I'm like, wow, these people get to do it. And if one of my listeners makes a mild comment about somebody ought to do something about Obama, close quote, boom. I mean, they're here. They're here bugging their eyes out at me. And I'm just like, come on, man. And they're like, oh, it's no big deal to have thousands of people threatening to kill Romney on Twitter. Alex, you racist. I mean, you know, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of their double standards, man.
Well, what the thing of it was, when I went to the interview, I was just, you know, wasn't scared or anything. And I just went in there and just sat down calmly, tried to tell them, look, this is just a group of people who are frustrated by what we see is going on. And we're just sitting around like guys after work having a beer, just, you know, venting with frustration. You know, nobody's going out and acting on anything. We're just, you know, shooting the breeze.
Yeah, I would advise you not never to go in. I mean, you know, if they want to show up, that's one issue, because they won't leave you alone if you don't tell them, but, you know, that you're not planning anything. But if it's some mild statement, go, it's politically protected, I don't have a criminal record, no, I don't plan anything, we're done talking. But the problem is now they'll go have a psychological commitment and say, well, we're going to grab you and make sure you're not crazy. But again, they do this to people that don't even call for violence, and we cover it and say that's wrong. But then when people actually call for violence, we're supposed to support that. Well, I mean, I'm not. Every time, Nightline, MSNBC, Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, Associated Press, Reuters, Discovery Channel, History Channel, BBC, Channel 4, every time they're here, CBS Local was here a few weeks ago, they go, you know, you think you're going to cause violence with what you're doing? It's always violence, violence. You're going to cause violence. We're not talking about violence here. You know, the issue is if they try to confiscate guns in this country, I wouldn't want to be the police and military, because that's a death warrant. I'm just stating facts here. You know, this authoritarian takeover, I know that the authoritarians really want to get this country in the bag, but it isn't going to be a cakewalk. Anyways, how did the Secret Service meeting end? I apologize, I'm ranting.
Well, the other thing about that interview was, is I got to thinking after talking, hearing you talk about the little bug-eyed minions. One of the guys, they were playing good cop, bad cop, kind of. You know, one guy was sitting there just writing down the information. And every time I said something, you know, in a calm, you know, quiet manner, this guy would jump up at me and just his eyes.
Hold on, I want to hear the rest of the story. I want to hear the rest of it. Stay there.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets. Okay, we were just going to a caller. Trucker in North Carolina, listening on XM Radio 166. We're going to Matt, listening on 880 AM in Arkansas, and many others here in a moment. But I was telling the story of, actually, I've had more than three Secret Service visits in 17 years on air. I was forgetting about some of the others. And when they do the phone call thing, and we've gotten phone calls before just asking us, you know, we see some really strong rhetoric here, calling the president a pig and a criminal and this kind of stuff. You're not planning anything, are you? And we're just like, those are comments on our website. That's protected free speech. Click. But other times they show up when somebody's actually making threats. I mean, it's so stupid. My issue is, don't make threats against Obama. Don't make them against Mitt Romney. Don't do that. That's mindless. It's stupid. And the Secret Service is going to come if it's Obama. Now you've got all these Romney haters saying he should be killed. And we've got links to their public Twitters and Facebooks where they're saying it. And George Soros front groups, publicly run by the White House and Soros's money, Think Progress and others, are just flipping out against DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com and, you know, the fact that we dare do any research. But I mean, it's Thomas Sowell, Creator Syndicate, that's in newspapers all over the country, Economist, respected, he was talking about it a week ago. KABC, you know, one of the biggest radio stations in the country, is doing news reports on it last week. Literally dozens of newspapers have been covering it. The Chicago newspaper covered it. And then we cover it, and we're bad, folks. We're supposed to just say, oh, well, here, you know, thousands of people saying they're going to burn stuff and do things, and hundreds. You just pull it up saying they're going to kill Romney. That's not a news item. No. We're bad. You know, if you're against Obama health care, government-run health care, you're a racist. If you're against big government, you're a racist. It's just mindless. If you don't want open borders and tens of millions of people getting free welfare running around saying that the U.S. doesn't belong to the U.S., you're a racist. No, I just want my freedom, okay? I want to be left alone. I want the Second Amendment. I'm sick of my property taxes going up, the income taxes. I know the globalists plan on shutting down the middle class. I know our country's losing its prosperity under globalism. I just want America back, okay? I don't care what color your skin is, and I'm quite frankly sick of your obsessions with it. I'm sick of the media force-feeding it. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. Now, real briefly, because we were in the last segment, we had to go to break. You were saying mild stuff on a hobby website you and some friends had. Secret Service calls you in, and that one guy played good cop, other guy bad cop, screaming at you. But see, that's because somebody said something about Obama. See, your problem was you should have said it about the election process or Romney, and then you would have been okay, bud. See, because they can't ever admit this is going on. You understand? It's all political intimidation. They're arresting talk show hosts. We've done shows, we've listened to them, for saying Obama is a criminal and going to bring the country down. They come and grab them with for psychiatric reasons and drag them away. So this is their truth squads. Did you hear me play prosecutors saying, we'll arrest you if you talk bad about the president, from mainstream television? Did you hear that last hour?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, these are authoritarians here. I'm not even supposed to point out that they're saying they want to burn stuff down if we don't go along with it.
They did threaten to arrest me at the time when I came in, even before we started the interview. The whole thing was is they kept going in and out of the room, and I think they were trying to sweat me out. And they, you know, the one guy kept jumping up in my face and going, every time I said something, was his the only question he would ask was, what does this mean? What does this mean? And I'm sitting there looking at the other guy going, is this guy stupid or what? You know, I'm plainly explaining in simple terms.
What was the statement?
I'll put it in quotations. I basically said when George Soros and Obama were together at the European thing a couple of years back, I said if something were to happen to them, about half the world's problems would be solved.
Yeah, I mean, that's purely politically protected, a flippant, sarcastic comment about the world be a better place. Sure. Yeah, totally protected. Versus people saying, quote, I'm going to stick an Uzi in Mitt Romney's mouth and blow his head off. They're saying, I'm going to assassinate them, close quote. And you watch, the Secret Service will probably come and say, I said I'm going after Romney. They know the public's dumbed down. They'll probably say, I said it. I mean, you know, this is how they operate. I mean, they just count on the public not paying attention. It's like drive-by media where it's just splashed up there hoping you don't pay attention. Real fast, we've got to go to other callers. How did this end?
Well, it ended basically with them just taking pictures of me, and that was it. You know, I was released, but they didn't, you know, they just interviewed, asked a bunch of questions, how many guns did I own and all this other stuff.
Yeah, well, you're lucky they didn't grab you and say you were mentally ill. I appreciate your call. Again, that's what I'm saying. They've got newscasts going. I just played it. Was that an NBC affiliate saying you'll be arrested if you talk bad about Obama? I just played that. And I know talk show hosts, we've had them on, who've been grabbed under psychiatric evaluation for saying the president's a criminal. They want to intimidate free speech, period. And I'm not going to put up with it. Let's go to Matt in Arkansas, listening on 880 AM KLRG. Isn't that a 50,000-watt blowtorch? I know I get calls from states all over the place from that one. Matt, welcome to the airwaves.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate you taking my call. I just want to let you know I'm just now woke up, probably within the last 6 months, and there's a show on the same station that you're on KLRG, that's basically just like you, and those guys, they follow you. The name of their show is We the People Radio, and they woke me up to you, and it pointed me basically to you to figure out what's going on. I want to thank you for waking me up, and I want to thank them too, but I want to tell you, you're hitting the nail right on the head with this, and it's sad that it has to be brought into a divide and conquer type instant to show us that how difficult this thing is. Why come we can't just have fair elections and let the people take care of things, but instead we want to get, the media wants to get involved and throw their weight around, because we know that the corporations and the media are the ones controlling everything.
When you watch MSNBC, they race monger. That's all they do. It's like 90% of it is to create racial division in the name of stopping racial division. And I'm just sick of it. I mean, I did not grow up and have not lived my life obsessed with race. And I'm just tired of it. And they are pushing it. But what about the double standard, though, that if you say something mild about Obama, they come arrest you now. But you can say kill Mitt Romney.
Shout out, Alex. These guys I was telling you about, there's another guy on the radio station with him that's a big, hardcore Rush Limbaugh-type Republican, and these guys have went after him about his stances and about saying that Mitt Romney's not going to be any different than Barack Obama, and he's totally shut them off. He attacked them with straw man arguments, and that's what's wrong with America, is we can't have legitimate sit down and debate with people, because it's all about our team has to win.
Well, exactly. Great points. I appreciate your call. Yeah. But again, I don't even want to get into a Rush Limbaugh bashing fest. You know, here's the deal with Rush Limbaugh. He's the biggest talk show host in the world. He has the biggest audience, not just in the U.S. If you're able to shut him down, which they're trying, everybody else will fall in line. That's the issue why the White House is always going after him. And yeah, what do you expect in the team mindset? Everybody knows Mitt Romney's anti-gun, pro-abortion, globalist, you know, all this stuff. But they think he's better than Obama, so it's like, all right, well, let's just shut up about that. And I think it's wrong that mainline Republicans attack constitutionalists and libertarians when we don't like Mitt Romney. Even one of Ron Paul's, you know, campaign heads wrote an article saying, you know, don't criticize the Bilderberg group when I was at Bilderberg. And they're just mad, not Ron Paul, he's good. They're just mad, the little political guys, that they're not getting all the attention. A lot of this is just political jealousy. You've kind of got like the old guard, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all them over there. And you know, people are just, you know, they want to really get America back, not have Republicans talk about it all day. So there's a major shift, and people are waking up, those that actually know how to get informed. The problem is a vast group of people are totally dumbed down. Let's talk to William in Vegas. He's watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex Jones. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What do you think about all this?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is extremely important. I'm active duty military in Virginia, and the fix is in. If you can look up Army Regulation 525-27, Chapter 2, Section 3, this is the Army emergency response program, and in chapter 2, section 3, it talks about incident management response. Okay, this regulation reorganizes everything from the Joint Chiefs staff down and places them under the control of FEMA, which falls under DHS.
No, I knew that. And actually, it's in that group of regulations that it gets into the... Have you seen the Army manual for military police on re-education camps?
Roger.
And I shouldn't have said Vegas. I saw you're in Virginia. So are you a military police?
Negative.
Well, I mean, what do the other guys you're around think of this?
There's a lot of people that are awake and are afraid to talk. But what this regulation really does is it fixes and it completely merges any resource that the Army can bring to bear with local resources of the cities around it. And I'm talking about everything, Mr. Jones. Everything. Personnel, reconnaissance assets, military police, everything.
No, it's a federal...
They are ready.
It's a total it's a total federal takeover. You know, I don't want to skip two breaks today, but I got Dr. Glidden on. You know, I know about the particular regs you're talking about. Would you like to come on as a guest on the nightly news, you know, incognito and talk about this?
I would.
Okay, give me that reg, because I know I've read it, but I forget the number. What's the reg again?
It is Army Regulation 525-27. It is a 31-page Army regulation that was published in 2008, was not released until recently, and it was actually previewed in the newest Army Times, where on every military installation they are bringing in what they are calling...
Stay there.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to, he's becoming a frequent guest here for the balance of the broadcast and try to jam in some of the calls that are holding on the whole health crisis issue. But you probably just heard that gentleman call in who was spot on, but I'd like to get him on incognito for his analysis of it. It was issued in 2008. We have it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Army Regulation 525-27. And if you go there, just type in Army Reg 525-27. It's got all the forced inoculation Roundup news, and then it ties into other regs that if you go look up, well, then you learn about stuff like re-education camps. This is the 1.6 billion bullets, and it's the Roundup plan, and the total federalization's already in place. This has already been in place secretly and illegally for a while, but now they're saying it's legal. And it's got the Emergency Powers Act in there. It's got it all right there. And it puts the military under Homeland Security. And actually, in this, they always hire a group of thugs to command the older military and police, because that always goes back to some esprit de corps and a code. Hitler did it, the brown shirts, the Soviets did it. And the TSA will command these people because that's why you can go get a TSA course now. And then it says you're allowed to stick your hands down people's pants anywhere, you know, in a security situation. So it's like they're the magic wand you wave, and there's no Bill of Rights or Constitution anymore. Okay, I'm going to shut up about that, but we'll be covering that Army document more. Now, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to move fast with him because flu season's here. And he sent me a whole bunch of documents he wants to go over here on the show today. Dr. Peter Glidden, a GCN radio host in his own right. He also advises and works with us at InfoWarsHealth.com, all the videos and information that's at InfoWarsHealth.com. I want to get into drugging all kids now, they say, is good. You're not living in the Twilight Zone. This is really happening. But I've mentioned this three times. I'm going to mention it one more time and then get Glidden's take on this and then move on to other issues. I've seen every day a whole bunch, two or three, four, five articles saying there are no side effects from the flu. It's a conspiracy theory to say that there are from flu vaccines or any other vaccine. And here is the News Journal, one I like to use in the last week. Take your medicine. Getting a flu shot is part of being a good neighbor. But I thought if you've taken it, you're protected. Why do I have to take it? And it says there is absolutely no harm from getting a flu vaccine. In fact, if we can show people a document cam shot, I'll actually show them this article right here. There is absolutely no harm from getting a vaccination. Don't let yourself be fooled. Hold it up. Don't let yourself be fooled with wild rumors. And once he's talking, we can just show it then. Here is the CDC reaction sheet. It's 20 pages, and then it links to things in some cases that are hundreds of pages long. This is just a summary right here. And again, I'll put it right here. Absolutely. That's great. I guess I can show people out there. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, just go to the CDC site and type in possible side effects from vaccines. It's got everything from headaches, abdominal pain, bleeding, diarrhea, death, allergic reactions, autoimmune disorders, comas, nonstop fever, seizures, coma, lowered consciousness. And there it is, seizures, coma. I mean, I can just go on and on. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, go read it. Gardasil, fainting, convulsions, people have been dying from it. I mean, go read it. But they just said, Dr. Glidden, that this doesn't exist, that we're conspiracy mongers. What do you say to that?
I say that they're liars and that they should be thrown in jail for endangering public health, because the facts of the matter are clear. There have been over $5 billion in money paid out in legal settlements for negative reactions to the flu vaccine, just the flu vaccine. I'm not talking about hepatitis or any other type of vaccine, just the flu vaccine, because it caused something called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is paralysis. And they proved that it was related to the influenza vaccine and awarded over $5 billion in damages. Furthermore, check this out. This is a direct quote from Dr. J. Anthony Morris, who formerly the chief vaccine control officer at the FDA. This was the guy that was in charge of the vaccination department at the FDA. And here is a direct quote. I quote, "There is no evidence that any influenza vaccine thus far developed is effective in preventing or negating any attack of influenza. The producers of these vaccines know that they are worthless, but they go on selling them anyway," end quote. It is a gigantic scam of biblical proportions. Big Pharma is in bed with the vaccine makers, and you shouldn't trust them.
Well said. When we come back, I'm going to give you the floor, because you sent me a lot of documents. I'm going to be showing document cam shots of this, but also quoting where people can get it if they're a radio listener. But folks, this is a life and death situation. You know, you've heard the news say there's no side effects, period. We're conspiracy theorists. Go read the CDC website. It says it'll kill you in many cases. We'll be right back.
Live from Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I've interviewed scores of medical doctors, brain surgeons, scientists, nutritionists, endocrinologists, pharmacists, you name it. I read the mainline studies. I mean, it's hundreds of mainline studies the last few years admitting vaccines give you what they say you get, lower your immunity, give you cancer. The insert says can give you cancer. Of all, can kill you. And all we say is read the insert. Don't believe the newspaper when they tell you there's no side effects. I mean, folks, they're killing people. We're going back to Dr. Glidden of FireMDNow.com. He has an amazing radio show as well. Here in just a moment. He's right here at GCNLive.com, right here on the great Genesis Network that I'm so proud to be a part of. But we got the 48-hour money bomb broadcast coming up to raise the money we need for satellite uplinks and to finish some new studios, some new sets, and all the new reporters and everything we're doing here. And we don't get money from George Soros or money from government bailouts. We get money from you supporting us. So be sure and go to the eBay account. The Money Bomb starts officially Thursday morning, but you can go donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com right now. And speaking of that, here is our own reporter, Jakari Jackson. I don't even know he did this. He does such a great job, so prolific. Here's Jakari Jackson promoing some of the stuff that is that we're auctioning off, pieces of history. Here it is.
It's time once again for our annual Money Bomb, our 48-hour broadcast to raise $1 million for our operation. But for our donators, we do have special gifts. With a donation of $365, you get the limited edition InfoWars Money Bomb t-shirt. With a donation of $500, you get not only the t-shirt, but also five DVDs. And with a donation of $1,000, you get the t-shirt, the DVDs, in the limited edition InfoWars Money Bomb Bullhorn, pre-recorded with a special message from Alex himself. Now be aware that your contributions do not have to be limited to donations. The InfoWars shop will be up and operating the full 48 hours. But the action isn't limited to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stop by eBay for these great gifts, such as the InfoWars Sledgehammer, broken in and signed by Alex himself.
Oh yeah, New World Order. The InfoWars coming for you.
As well as these other great tools. And the granddaddy of all auction prizes, the Neumann microphone that Alex has used in his broadcast daily for the past several years.
It's InfoWars Money Bomb 2012.
And just in case they go out of style this November, we dug deep and pulled out the Obama Joker shirt. And as you can see, it bears the Alex Jones signature right there. The InfoWars Money Bomb launches this Thursday, October 18th, and runs for 48 hours. Click on the links at the bottom of the screen to navigate you where you need to go. I'm Jakari Jackson, and if you are watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Oh, he's good. Oh, man, I love these reporters. Okay, well, there you go. Great job. I told him not to use that clip of me going really crazy with a sledgehammer, but we'll post it up at InfoWars.com now that it's out. Okay, let's get into the serious news. Saving lives, Dr. Glidden holding while I've been ranting. Get into the flu shot, the history of it, and where this is going, because as you know, the reason I said yesterday, I said we'd be proud to get Dr. Glidden on tomorrow, and thanks for coming on short notice. They're lying in Colorado and in Rhode Island saying it's the law, first responders, anybody at a hospital that works there or comes there, cops, has to take a flu shot. And they're lying, saying it's the law to take it to go to school. So the fraud is intensifying, even as all the news came out, as you know. Well, I mean, just go over what's going on. You've got the floor for the balance of the transmission, Dr. Glidden.
Thanks so much, Alex. Well, look, here's the deal. You know, drugs are like guns. There's nothing wrong with drugs per se. It's like guns. There's nothing wrong with a gun. It's how it's used. Well, it's the same with prescription medication. It's the same with vaccinations. If they worked, no problem. But guess what? They don't work. Numerous studies have shown that with the influenza vaccine, at best, there is a 9% effectiveness. 9%! That's a very small number. The only reason that the flu shot is advocated because the pharmaceutical companies are in bed with the government. The government gives them sweetheart deals, gives them millions of dollars a year to manufacture the influenza vaccine. It's a sweetheart deal. They get all of your money, all of your tax money. The government gives it to them. They make the influenza vaccine. Now they got to sell it. They've got it. They've got to move it. So they give you misinformation, misdirection, smoke and mirrors. Oh, it's really good. Oh, it does all of this. Well, guess what? It does not. And just a little bit of investigation on your part will show you. This is, you know, I sent Alex a bunch of stuff. You should have them posted up. Even just do a Google search for influenza ineffectiveness. The flu shot doesn't work. It's a bad idea. And, you know, if it didn't cause neurological damage, if it didn't cause severe respiratory distress, if it didn't cause Stevens-Johnson syndrome, if it didn't cause a whole host of net negative reactions, you know, no harm, no foul, but it does. It is a juvenile, old-fashioned, outdated, ineffective method for helping you protect yourself against the influenza virus. And really, it is a fool's errand to get yourself vaccinated for the flu.
What do you make of the lie of 36,000 dying a year when every doctor I talk to says it's about 1,100 and those are infirm people?
Well, this is the whole thing. I mean, you can cook the books. If you're a good statistician, you can cook the books in any way that you want if you're smart enough in order to make what you're presenting look like it's positive and effective. But when you drill down the data, when you take a hard and fast objective look at the research and you actually read it line by line, page by page, and you have a scientific a method of looking at it, the facts are a stubborn thing. The flu shot does not work. And, you know, now it's all about...
Okay, but I mean, everybody I know, but, and to make your point, I was just thinking, my uncle got a tetanus shot when he was little and it almost killed him. Everyone I know says, I don't take the flu shot, I took it and it almost killed me. I think that's what's hurting vaccines more than anything. People know they take them, they get real sick. I mean, people know in the trials of Gardasil it killed a bunch of people.
Well, but this is why they do direct-to-consumer advertising, because in the general population, there's only a small percentage of InfoWars listeners. There's only a small percentage of people that go to PrisonPlanet.com. There's only a small number of us who have woken up and who understand this. The vast majority of Americans have been dumbed down by decades of malnutrition, decades of crap in the food, crap in the air, crap in the water, and fluoride in order to make our IQs lower. So the average American citizen is going to believe whatever they read, and the media and the pharmaceutical companies are all in bed together. So look, folks, wake up. Facts are a stubborn thing. Knowledge is power. You don't know what you don't know. And when it comes to health and healing, the stuff you don't know will kill you or heal you. Do not take.
But just recently, they admitted that the number three cause of death in the country was just infections in hospitals. But if you add drug interactions, doctor mistakes, and infections, we had John Rappaport, investigative journalist, on. It is the number one cause of death, hands down. I know you've broken those numbers down. Conservatively, how many people does the medical system kill each year?
780,000. 780,000 people a year are killed from the medical system. The second leading cause of death, heart disease, 680,000. Third leading cause of death, cancer, 550,000, which means the medical profession is more dangerous than cancer, for goodness sake. Snap out of it. That's why longevity is going to change the world. That's why longevity is going to change the world.
And we'll break that down. There's ways to fight this with the proper vitamins, minerals, and trace elements. We break it down at InfoWarsHealth.com, and you break it down on your radio show. Doc, let's expand on this, though, and move through some of the other things I wanted to get you on about. The meningitis outbreak. They're actually saying, because of fungal meningitis in a big pharma company, they now want us all to take more meningitis shots to go to college or have a job, when meningitis shots, from my research, whether it's viral, bacterial, or fungal vaccines, are some of the most dangerous on record vaccines.
Yeah, that's correct. And this latest outbreak of meningitis that's happening now, right, was caused by bad drugs, tainted drugs. People were getting steroid shots, steroid for joint pain. Are you kidding me? You know how old-fashioned that is? You know how many of my patients have needed a steroid shot for joint pain? Zero. Zero. So you give a steroid, you inject an anti-inflammatory into a bad joint, and if it's made from a compounding pharmacy or a pharmaceutical plant that has, you know, improper quality control standards, now the drug itself gives you meningitis. 14 people have died. 14 people have died. 214 people have become infected.
Yeah, I think it's 16 now.
It's crazy. And, you know, that nobody's asking the question, number one, why did they even need that shot in the first place? Well, if they were my patient, they wouldn't have needed that shot, because you don't get joint inflammation and musculoskeletal pain because you have a steroid deficiency. But this is how far down the rabbit hole we've gone in our objective.
Sure, to be clear, and I've worked for large animal vets, they'll tell you, you give something steroids long enough, it rots everything and then degenerates the whole body. But again, they're trying to mask a problem that's already there instead of go after the problem. Just like they're always saying, let's find the cure to breast cancer, not find out why it's exploded several thousand percent and the U.S. leads the world in it. What's happening with breast cancer? What's happening with the facts that everything's exploding?
Well, the reason, check this out, all right? We have given $600 billion of research money, $600 billion, that's almost $1 trillion of research money to the medical profession that doesn't even know how to cure heartburn. The MDs, the allopaths, big pharma, they can't even cure heartburn. They can manage it, but they can't cure it. We gave them $600 billion to try to cure cancer. And they don't even know how to cure heartburn? You got to be kidding me. We've taken the wrong dog to the hunt. Meanwhile, in 1998, there was an article published in JAMA. It showed that the mineral selenium, which is cheaper than dirt because it's made from dirt, reduces the occurrence of breast cancer by 82%. 82%.
And by the way, you shed that on here a few months ago, and I didn't even know that. I went and looked it up, and there was mainline medical journals. They know all this. It's incredible.
Yeah, and how many women got that phone call from their MDs? Mary, you're not going to believe it. You wouldn't believe what I just read in JAMA. I want you to go to the health food store tonight. I want you to throw a brick through the window. I want you to get all the selenium that there is. Leave them a note. I'll pay for the window. Selenium, you need it. There's a history of breast cancer in your family. Take it. You need it. You know how many women heard that? Zero.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. I literally, when I'm at a drugstore, because I live out in the country and that's all that's out there, so if I'm not going all the way into town to the grocery store, I've got to go to the local CVS, and I'm in there while they're shooting up little kids and stuff, and I've gotten to the point where I have to say something, and then the manager gets real mad, and I'm like, hey, guys, those vaccines don't protect you. You know, look at the studies. Look at the connections to neurological disorders. Guillain-Barré. And but they think it's like a sacrament, and they smile and they give them the shot, and it's like, you're good, you trust the system, you're doing something good for your kid, and we know they're hurting them, we know it's all a fraud. Well, it just came out that one of the big medical companies in California knew the MMR shot was giving people MMR on purpose, and that was their business plan. I mean, these people are just sickeningly evil, and there's all these useful idiots that think it's cute to trust a government and corporations that have been caught doing all this secret testing on us.
Yeah, and check this out, right? That's the stuff that we already know about what they put in the vaccines. And we already know that by and large, they're ineffective. And by and large, they're dangerous. And by and large, they hurt us. But what about all the stuff that we have no idea at all about what they're putting in the vaccines? What about that stuff? If you trust the pharmaceutical companies to protect your health, you got your head in the sand, ladies and gentlemen. It's time you snapped out of it, woke up, and got a clue.
Now, let's break down, because, yes, it's the big solution. They know that our bodies need the building blocks. I'm sure you heard about now, not just one case, there's more. Children bringing in the new kombucha. Up until a few years ago, it tasted great from India. My kids drank it, and it was something like 0.25% alcohol, you know, 0.25%, which, I mean, wouldn't get a, you know, a fish drunk if you put it in it. You know, so many foods have more, you know, more alcohol than that, fermentation. Now they've made them change it so it doesn't taste as good. There's almost no alcohol. It's something like, I forget. I mean, it's so incontestable. It's microscopic. I was reading on some last night. My kids were drinking, and it didn't even say any percent of alcohol now that they've SWAT teamed them and stuff at the grocery stores. But they're now arresting, you know, and threatening to arrest people with kombucha, you know, so a fermented tea drink or whatever that's, you know, probiotic and so good. But then meanwhile, I'm sure you saw in the New York Times, they're saying, let's just put all kids on drugs, not just kids with ADHD. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, this is how far down the rabbit hole we have gone in this country in our abject genuflection at the altar of the myth of Big Pharma, right? We have been completely brainwashed. And now listen, I don't have any evidence to support this, but there has to be a thought control machine somewhere, because this stuff doesn't work. Drugs, the people that we go to for medical care, as it turns out, are the leading cause of death in the United States, and they have consistently failed to help us with our health. While we've let the pharmaceutical companies run our health, Alzheimer's has risen from obscurity to the sixth leading cause of death. Autism has jumped from 1 out of 10,000 to 1 out of 88. Everybody's got arthritis. Everybody's got obesity. Everybody's got high blood pressure.
Allergies, diabetes. I mean, and they're killing us.
Up and up and up every year. Why is this? Because you can't fix a nutrient deficiency disease with a drug. You can't do it.
And they know that. So they've taken the real minerals, trace elements, out of the foods, show that we're sick, so we have to go to them. And the average doctor is just a cult member. They have one of the lowest life expectancies out there. They're following their own witch doctor brew. It's back to throwing our kids, you know, off cliffs to idols. Tell people about the products at InfoWarsTeam.com. They're discounted. We've got free shipping there for people that sign up for the auto ship. A lot of specials there on the longevity products, the entire catalog at InfoWarsHealth.com. But this really is a revolutionary secret. The things I've seen with people on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst Plus, the OsteoFX, all of it. It is so amazing. Briefly, we're about to go to break. What are some of the things that are, you know, known to cause these illnesses that are deficiencies?
Well, there are over 278 diseases that are caused by a simple calcium deficiency. Over 278 diseases caused by a simple calcium deficiency. Let me give you the rundown. Most of the time, high blood pressure is a simple calcium and magnesium deficiency. Ringing in the ears, a simple calcium and magnesium deficiency. Vertigo, dizziness, a simple calcium and magnesium deficiency. Heartburn, a simple calcium and magnesium deficiency. Arthritis, osteoporosis, osteopenia. Heartburn, for goodness sake, it's calcium deficiencies. You don't have a bad gene. You haven't been cursed by God. You went to the wrong doctor. You took the wrong dog to the hunt. Snap out of it. Take the longevity nutritional supplements. Clean up your diet. Get the heck out of the way and let your body fix itself because it can.
Absolutely. I mean, Ted Anderson was going to have knee surgery, and after taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Osteo FX, the leg is back to normal. Aaron Dykes lost 98 pounds. It's not even advertised as weight loss. I've lost over 40 pounds. It is simply amazing. InfoWarsHealth.com. It is a revolution of research and understanding that Dr. Wallach and others have developed. The entire catalog, InfoWarsHealth.com. I want to come back with Dr. Glidden and talk about some of the other big outrages and the attacks on over-the-counter supplements that we see from Big Pharma.
While the unions are big businessmen and they're going out like a dinosaur, while they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
Yeah, I can see someday having your own garden.
I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
It's like 20 years ago. When did Bob Dylan do Sundown on the Union? He goes, I can see a day coming when even your home garden will be against the law. I love Bob Dylan. Some people don't like his voice. I just, the poetry, he's a really great writer. And I like his voice as well. Yeah, democracy don't rule the world. Crank it up. Better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence. This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence.
But I better left that unsaid, because a man's going to do.
From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed.
Best part right here, because a man's going to do.
And a man's going to do what he has to do. When he's
all right, that's it from Bob Dylan. I guess hear the whole song, go to iTunes and get it. But wow, Sundown on the Union. I'm going to keep glidding 5 more minutes on overdrive here. And yeah, I'm pitching high quality longevity products discounted and free shipping. You can sign up for on AutoShip at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com because it funds the operation. But I went out and searched for the best thing out there, promoted it about 6-8 months, you know, because I thought it was good vitamins and minerals. My wife was taking it, kids were taking it. Started seeing miraculous stuff with my mother, who's a triathlete. Miraculous stuff with Aaron Dykes. Miraculous stuff with Ted Anderson. And I finally followed it and lost over 40 pounds, and I'm still a little bit overweight, but man, with my shirt off, man, it's a totally different person. And I was really fat, folks, at 270 pounds. I'm down to 230-something. But the point is that it's not even advertised as weight loss. It's this stuff really works. The Pollen Burst Plus, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the hundreds of products. I mean, I know I'm taking the Osteo FX. I know I'm taking their proprietary Ultimate Dietary EFA Plus, the Rebound, all of it's awesome. It's all available. They've got great seaweed products as well. InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. And if you actually go to the site, you can see the number. You can call and become a member of the team. If you want to be a distributor, you can pay like $10 and get discounts or just order on the site, or as I said, become a distributor, a preferred customer, and get free shipping. 877-551-1301. The InfoWars crew is ready, members of the team, to take your questions or, you know, answer your questions or help you navigate the site or sign up for auto ship or get discounts. 877-551-1301. Doc, some of the other outrages, though, I mean, there's so much going on that it's so over the chart, so off the chart where they just get away with anything. I mean, every day studies how this is killing us, that's killing us, how they knew this drug would kill kids that took it, you know, for asthma and didn't help anybody and, you know, and AIDS and the factor eight. And I mean, it's just the big pharma is just monstrous, but they're so big and they run the government. I mean, they really are at the heart of this whole thing. And I know what it is. It's eugenics, Doc.
Well, you know what they say, Alex, steal a little and they throw you in jail, steal a lot and they make you king, right? The pharmaceutical industry is so big, man. They funded World War II. They funded World War II. It is gigantic money. It is gigantic money. And that's why Dr. Wallach, that's why I love Dr. Wallach so much, because, you know, he discovered the cause and the cure for cystic fibrosis in 1972. It turns out it's a selenium deficiency in the blood of the pregnant mother. It causes chromosomal damage in the fetus. And when he came forth with that information, they fired him. They fired him, and then the NIH blackballed him from teaching at any major health university in the United States.
Stay there, Doc. I want to come back and talk more about this because I've looked into it. Folks, it's really true. They know it's vitamin and mineral and trace element deficiencies. They know, and they want you sick. They want you dead. They want you begging on your knees to them. Entering another hour of global transmission on this Tuesday edition. Infowars.com is just loaded with very important news and information. Obama front group run by the White House accuses DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com of race baiting. We're just saying, wow, Twitter and Facebook are alive with threats to kill Mitt Romney and burn down stuff if Obama isn't elected. And we've got more and more riots in the country, so it's a serious issue. Obama supporters threaten to kill Romney if he wins election. Nanny state overdrive, school interrogates suspend student for drinking tea. Kombucha, everything's illegal and bad now. I mean, it's just you're a prisoner. If you're not a criminal, you're bad. New York Times, weapons going to Al-Qaeda in Syria. That's ancient news, but now they admit it. It just goes on and on. Going back to Dr. Peter Glidden. Doc, what are some of the other, from the studies that are out there, deficiencies and trace mineral things that they know about? I mean, just a laundry list. What are the most common things that people are deficient in, and they get these diseases, and no one ever tells them, hey, you might need better nutrition? I mean, they've done studies. I've seen them that hospitals have the worst food of anywhere, even prisons. Why is that?
Well, the fact of the matter is, Alex, fasten your seatbelt. $25 million of federally funded research conducted from 1970 to 1982. They did 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries and histopathologies. It took 12 years. It was a massive amount of data recovery, 12 years. This research unequivocally proved that all chronic diseases are caused by nutrient deficiencies. You got a chronic disease, you don't have a bad gene, you haven't been cursed by God. It's not because you're getting older, it's because your body ran out of the raw materials that it needed to fix itself. Everything. High blood pressure, arthritis, osteoporosis, fibromyalgia, ADD, infertility, anxiety and panic attacks, type 2 diabetes. You name it.
I know multiple women whose hair was falling out until they went on the longevity products, and then their hair all came back, their skin glows, their nails grow faster. I mean, it is unbelievable. And the system knows this, but a lot of the doctors don't. You know, they die, at record young, or one of the shortest-lived groups across racial and ethnic lines. What's going on with these doctors?
Well, the problem is that the MDs, bless their hearts, are only trained in the application of pharmaceuticals and surgery. MDs have no training in medical nutrition at all. They have very few of them because they're not trained in it, have any respect or appreciation for it. So, you know, the MDs have thrown the baby out with the bathwater. They're good at trauma. They're good at surgery when surgery is necessary. They're excellent at that. But for everything that people go to the doctor for, high blood pressure and arthritis and fibromyalgia and obesity and asthma, et cetera, they've got nothing for it because all that they're trained in is how to manage symptoms with drugs. They don't know anything about medical nutrition. And as it turns out, the majority of chronic diseases are caused by, they're caused by, not enough nutrition. Your body's just run out of the stuff it needs to keep your heart healthy. It's run out of the stuff it needs to keep your joints healthy. So your joints break down, your heart breaks down. It's the same with your car, for goodness sake. You put the stuff back in, your body gets better. I've been doing this for 24 years. And since I've aligned myself with Dr. Wallach in the last 4 years, and I follow Dr. Wallach's therapeutics and use the longevity family of supplements, as God is my witness, Alex, I don't even know what planet I'm on anymore, because the things that I've seen people recover from with science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition will make you cry.
Well, it is revolutionary, and I promote things that I believe in, things that I use, things that I've seen incredible responses from. And my father, who's a dentist, marvels at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst Plus, all of it. So many people I know have just had phenomenal responses with it. And the thing is, it's hiding in plain view. And my wife, just last weekend, we were down in San Antonio, and she took some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. She goes, man, and like at 20 minutes later, she goes, yeah, that stuff is incredible. It makes me feel so good. And folks, it's not hype. Try it, InfoWarsHealth.com. And know that when you get it there, you can get it discounted and get the free shipping and things like that when you sign up for AutoShip. The profit that we make from it funds the media organization, and you're voting with your dollars. So it's all there at InfoWarsHealth.com or 877-551-1301. Thank you, Dr. Glidden, for spending time with us. InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7.